NATO ally is the first stop of the president. It serves as the gateway to Latvia, where Mr. Bush attends a NATO summit to discuss the 30,000 troops the alliance has in Afghanistan.
President Bush has expressed his condolences following the death of a motorcycle officer injured in a crash last week during a presidential motorcade in Hawaii. Black Friday make way for Cyber Monday. This is expected to be one of the prime online shopping days of the holiday season as workers return to their jobs and log on. CBS News tech consultant Larry Megan says cyber shopping has exploded in recent years.
Most of the e-commerce sites are geared up for Cyber Monday, but we could see some slowdowns or conceivably some shutdowns. But at least you won't have to put up with crowded parking lots.
And there are plenty of lures out there, says Patty Evans of Jupiter Research.
Places like The Gap have 30% off on cold weather gear, free shipping from Adidas. Petco is 25% off today. Actually, if you go to CyberMonday.com, over 400 retailers have today-only offers.
Based on the first few days of the season, says retail expert Bert Flickinger, it's shaping up to be very merry and bright.
It appears that the sales for the first weekend are up 5 to 7%, a combination of very good weather, deep discounts, and shoppers looking to buy stuff while there's still supply on the shelves.
50 shots, two different stories, and one dead groom. A weekend confrontation in Queens has fueled tensions between the local community and the NYPD. We're live with CBS's Jim Taylor.
An angry rally in that community.
How many shots? 50.
New York City police are trying to explain how and why 50 bullets were fired by cops into a car of unarmed men, killing a groom-to-be and injuring the other two. Police Chief Ray Kelly.
We can't say with certainty why they fired.
Police do call it contagious shooting. Sources say that's what may have happened 4 a.m. on the street outside a strip club. Gunfire spreading as officers believed they were under threat. Live in New York, Jim Taylor, CBS News.
This is the week Pope Benedict travels to Turkey, and thousands of the country's Muslims aren't happy about it. Turkey is 99% Muslim. The Pope is expected to discuss the rights of Christians. One pastor says face serious discrimination. Well, for college grads, a new survey shows the employment future in the coming months looks bright. Live to CBS News correspondent Jim Shenevy is still at a job seeker's market, Jim.
As in signing bonuses, Nick, up to $10,000 for some grads, the average being about $3,500. According to the National Association of Colleges and Employers, this is the best job market for college grads in 4 years, with businesses expected to hire about 17% more grads through next year. What's up? Well, the economy. Companies are growing and adding to their payrolls. Who's in demand? Two letters here, IT. Technology grads can expect the most offers and the biggest bonuses. Reporting live, Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
It's never happened in the 41 years since the program was born, but this year Medicaid spending fell. It's been the state's fastest growing expense over the past 10 years, and the drop means billions more in state coffers. The time is 4 past the hour.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with AM 760 Local News Update now. Highs near 50 today, but the winds are going to start to howl this afternoon, and the temperatures will start falling by tonight. An Arctic blast is going to bring up to 3 feet of snow in the high country with cold, very cold temperatures and some snow to the Front Range by Wednesday. DIA's officials say about 170,000 passengers went through the airport Sunday, marking the busiest day in the airport's history. DIA was not the only busy place, though, for travelers yesterday. CDOT says an estimated 40,000 vehicles went through the Eisenhower Tunnel on Interstate 70 by midnight. It was a busy Sunday at DIA, travelers returning home from the extended Thanksgiving, as we told you, and it could be the busiest. Again, those numbers not quite official yet.
We saw numbers like this during the summer, very close. On a daily basis on some of the busier travel days.
That's Steve Schneider with DIA. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks. Good morning. In Arapahoe County, southbound E-470 remains closed from a single car rollover early this morning from Quincy to Smoky Hill Road. You'll be detoured off there. Now, this is not affecting your ride out to DIA, where it is a little foggy along I-70 this morning. Otherwise, busy early as we get back into the work week after the long holiday weekend. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy, and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega 3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of Omega 3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
Snow tomorrow and a high of 42.
And then tomorrow night, snow likely, a low of 15, and on Wednesday, snow likely and a high of 18. And then on Wednesday night, slight chance of snow and a low of 5. And then Thursday, it'll be mostly sunny and a high of only 29. Which means the snow will stick around for a while. All right. Hope you had yourselves a great Thanksgiving. I know that we certainly did. And I enjoyed the 4 days off. Is that how many days we got off? We got 4 days? I think we got 4 days off. Let's see. I worked Wednesday. I was off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So now it's weird to be in here at 6:11, 11 minutes after 6. It's pitch black outside. And you're coming off Thanksgiving. And everyone in this building is like this. We're all like that, aren't we? Because what ends up happening is your sleeping pattern gets switched around. So instead of getting in the groove of getting up at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning to be here early in the morning, you know, you sleep in a little bit. By the second or third day, you're used to sleeping in a little bit. Then comes the rude awakening of the fourth day, or actually it would be the fifth day, in which what turns around is you have to get up then again at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you're like in the twilight zone. Are you in the twilight zone, Mr. Turk?
Yeah, I don't feel right this morning. I mean, what do we exchange? Maybe like 5-10 words between 5 and 6 o'clock between the two of us.
Oh, yeah. There's been no planning going into this program this morning. I'm telling you right now, if we make it till 10 o'clock, it'll be a frickin' miracle if we get this thing together. We're flying by the seat of our pants. And you know, when you get into this time of the year too, and you start to reflect back on everything that has gone on and the things that have happened, it becomes harder and harder and harder to get on the radio, and it becomes harder and harder to come up with quote unquote talk topics that you haven't done them a million times before, or you just look and you say to yourself, this is lunacy, this is madness. I'm going to bring this up to Ed Schultz after 8 o'clock this morning, but this happened to me yesterday. I sat down and watched the Sunday Talking Head shows, as I always do, and I made it through George Stephanopoulos's This Week. Then I went to NBC's Meet the Press, and they had on Duncan Hunter, and they had on Ike Skelton, and they had on Barry McCaffrey, and one other general who I can't think of his name. And they started talking about what was going on in Iraq. Well, you know, over the weekend, it was horrendous there. All those people being killed, what, like 250 of them? Something along that area? Was it 150 to 200? Maybe it was more. And people being set on fire? And they're sitting around and they're having this same discussion about Iraq. It's the same discussion that we heard 2 weeks ago. It's the same discussion that we heard 3 weeks ago. Same discussion. I finally had to turn it off. I could not listen anymore. I'm not saying I know what the answer is. I'm saying I know what I'd like the outcome to be, which is for our men and women to come home and to figure out some concrete plan to get out of there and to redeploy. And it seems like every morning I do this show, I start off talking about Iraq. But how can you not? How can you not start off by not saying something about Iraq? How do you do that? How do you get on the air in all good conscience and not at least say something about that situation, which continues to grind out of control? And it seems like we have no coherent plan to get out. And not by the part of the administration. You know, the Democrats don't come into power until January, so there's really nothing they can do. And Bush is on his way to meet with Maliki, and what's that going to do? He can't even control his own government. He's like a fictional character. So we're stuck in this situation, and I just opened the show here which is the, I'm sure it's the last thing you want to hear about, on the Monday after Thanksgiving, that congratulations at 6:16, 16 minutes after 6, Jay is already griping. He's already being negative. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I really do. But that was my observation from yesterday. I just could not. I couldn't sit through that stuff. I just couldn't. And this whole thing about go short, go long, you know, do this, do that. Let's just get something together here and execute it. Let's do something right for a change and get something together. We've got the holiday peace sign wreath story out there. This happens literally in every community I have ever been in all of my adult life, ever since I've been in my 20s, that this happens. That somebody puts a wreath or something out and people object to it. And in this case, it's in the Denver Post here this morning. Holiday peace sign wreath sparks fight. In a town seen in southwest Colorado, homeowners are battling over whether a Christmas wreath that includes a peace sign is an anti-Iraq war protest sign or even a promotion of Satan. What? You know, people who believe that peace signs are like the promotion of Satan, these are the kind of people who I worry about. They must sit around and believe that you start a fire by rubbing two sticks. Yeah, and also John's right. He types into the screen here. Here comes the war on Christmas. So we're going to get into this story. We've had three or four complaints. Some people have kids in Iraq, and they're sensitive, said Bob Kearns, president of the Loma Linda Homeowners Association in Pagosa Springs. He also said some believe it is a symbol of Satan. Well, wait a minute. If you've got kids in Iraq, why are your kids allegedly there? They're allegedly there to fight for our way of life. Well, what is our way of life? Our way of life is to be able to express yourself and to have freedom. And then this whole idea about it's the sign of Satan. Who believes that? Who out there believes that a peace sign is the sign of Satan? I really don't get this. And I guess they're getting fined for $25 every day that it remains up. Man, what is that? We ought to figure out a way to pay for that. That's what we ought to figure out a way to do. But anybody, is there any religiologists out there? Is that even a word? Anybody want to explain why it is that the peace sign is like the sign of the devil? Ooh, they've got the sign of the devil on the side of their house. So what if you do? It's your house. People want to drive down the street and go, oh, look at him. He believes in the devil. He's a pagan. What's the big deal? All right, 303-713-7600. 619, 19 minutes after 6. Talk about this wreath. Talk about Iraq. Or if you want to throw in a third item, that's fine with me. But to me, these are the two big stories this morning. You know, here we are again, another Monday morning, and we're still in a mess in Iraq. And now we've got people amidst all of these things that are going on in the United States of America. They're fighting over a frickin' reef on the side of some...
No doubt about it. The Internet is a great place to hang out. Like blogging, for example. I love to blog. Maybe too much. When I think of all the hours I've blogged. Anyway, you've probably spent a lot of time on the Internet, too. Isn't it time the Internet paid you back? Just 15 minutes at GEICO.com could save you hundreds on car insurance. Now that's what I call payback.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Going somewhere special. Can I take you there? Lots of happy people. Music in the air. Happy people. Music in the air. Go and tell your mama she liked my special place. Bowl. Honest ingredients are good for your soul. man, that ain't no jive. Going to Chipotle, it's good to be alive. Going to Chipotle, it's good to be alive.
Reminds parents that 350,000 American children were reported missing last year. Do your part in the war against child abduction by calling 1-800-THE-LOST with any information that can help authorities find a missing child. This message from Rapid International USA in Commerce City, standing tall in their commitment to quality, integrity, and pride. That's Rapid International USA in Commerce City, where Dennis and his fine staff wish all a safe holiday season.
If this is the longest you've heard a shower run lately, you've let the cookies and carpools and chaos push you into a dark and ugly corner of mommying. Suave recommends you step away from the gingerbread men and step into the shower. Lather, rinse, dare to deep condition. Suave. Say yes to beautiful without paying the price.
Direct from Russia, with 50 exquisite dancers and Tchaikovsky's most memorable music. It's Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster.com.
Peace on the street and goodwill to all drivers. The Garmin Nuvi GPS has built-in maps and voice directions to anywhere in North America.
Right on Pine Street.
Find it at Garmin.com, Best Buy, or Circuit City.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And then, of course, you got to throw in the fact that the Broncos lost on Thursday night, so that even makes it worse, right? That even puts people in a more of a crabby mood. So it's cold outside. It's the Monday after you've had all this time off for Thanksgiving, and the Broncos lost on top of it. So now it's like, yeah. All right, it's high today, 53, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, 624, 24 minutes after 6. Talking about in this town in the scenic southwestern Colorado, homeowners are battling over whether a Christmas wreath that includes a peace sign is an anti-Iraq war protest or even the promotion of Satan. We've had three or four complaints. Some people have kids in Iraq, and they are very sensitive, says Bob Kearns, president of the Loma Linda Homeowners Association in Pagosa Springs. He says some believe it's a symbol of Satan. Jeff Heitz, no, I think that would be Heitz, of the association board, sent a letter to Lisa Jensen saying Loma Linda residents are offended by the peace sign displayed on the front of your house. This board will not allow any signs, flags, that be considered divisive. The subdivision's covenants say no signs, billboards, or advertisings are permitted without the consent of the Architectural Control Committee. What is this? Stalinist Russia? When Kearns ordered the association's Architectural Control Committee to make Jensen remove the wreath, the panel refused. Jack Lilly, chairman of the group, said members decided it was merely a seasonal symbol and that it didn't say anything. Lilly also said he had received no complaints from homeowners, so Kearns fired all five of the committee members. Oh, man. Somebody could put up signs that say, drop bombs on Iraq. If you let one go up, you have to let them all go up, said Kearns in a telephone interview Sunday. Earlier, another homeowner had complained when told to take down a peace sign that was made of a pie plate held up by two sticks, or no, by two skis, rather. Jensen, a past president of the association in the subdivision of 200 homes, about 270 miles southwest of Denver, said, I honestly wasn't thinking of the Iraq War. Peace is a way bigger than not being a war. This is a spiritual thing. I'm not going to take it down until Christmas, till after Christmas. Now that it comes to this, I feel I can get, I can't get bullied. What if they don't like my Santa Claus? Kern said the association will fine Jensen $25 a day for every day it remains up. She calculates it will cost her $1,000, although she doubts that they will be able to make her pay. Kearns, meanwhile, says he was concerned about the pagan symbolism of the peace sign, that it is an anti-Christ sign. Oh, okay, so why doesn't this Kearns guy come forward and just admit to the fact that this is what's really bugging him? That it's an anti-Jesus sign, right? That we're picking on Jesus again. Now, I really want to know from somebody who knows this. Where does this come from about this thing being an anti-Jesus sign? Where does that whole thing about peace? So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Do we have that song? Who did what, John? John Lennon. No, it's not Give Peace a Chance. It's So This Is Christmas. I mean, here we are. We're supposed to be, like, in the holy, loving season, right? And these people are fighting over a wreath. Here's Dustin in Evergreen. Dustin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Pretty good, pretty good. I'm checking in to see what exactly this wreath looks like, because I wouldn't mind putting one on my house.
Yeah, I don't know. It just says that it's just a wreath with a picture of a peace sign in it.
Well, I guess I really don't understand why anybody'd be against that. I spent a year in Iraq, and I tell you what, I've got to just say that what we're doing over there is counterproductive and just absolutely wrong. And I'm sure for peace, and I don't understand why anybody wouldn't be, or why anyone would even be offended by something like that.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get this thing about it's also an anti-Christ sign. Where does that come? Where does that come from?
I don't know. I don't know where anybody's getting this. I mean, I grew up in this country, and everything I remember for Christmas was peace and love, and you know, and everything like that. So I don't understand that either.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's an anti-Christ sign. I've never heard of that before. Have you?
No, never. Never,
man, there's
never.
Some weird people out there, aren't there?
I can't explain it. What can I say? I can't believe that there's a bunch of homeowners that are against this symbol. It's incredible.
We just can't. We can't even keep it together for one frickin' day without getting on each other's cases.
No, I don't understand why people are offended by that. I can't imagine. I really can't imagine. They say they've got their children in Iraq, that might upset them. Why would a peace symbol upset them?
You know what, Dustin? I don't know, but I'll tell you this much. Thank you for your service, man, and thanks for getting up and calling the program this morning.
Of course. Have a good one, Jay.
Okay, you too.
Thanks.
All right. Well, he went to Iraq. He's not offended by it. I maintain it isn't the Iraqi thing, though. I maintain what it is it's the Antichrist sign. This is the religious left, or the religious right, rather, at us again. Right? Let's go to our faith and values correspondent, Gina.
God, thanks.
All right. Do you find the peace sign to be a paganistic attack on Christ?
I've never heard that. This is the first I've ever heard it associated that way. I mean, I don't think I would put one on my holiday garland, but I...
Well, why not?
I don't know. I just wouldn't. It's just not something that I would think of doing. I've never heard it associated that way before.
But you're religious. Is it an attack on Christ?
I wouldn't consider it that at all. I've never heard that association made. I don't know where that's coming from.
Is it paganistic? Is that what it is? Is it paganistic?
Again, I've never understood it that way. I see it as a sign of the activist movement, but not paganistic.
Well, what do you mean by the activist movement?
Well, I think when you see it, that's what I tend to think of. I just think of I don't know. I just think of it's being used in activism a lot. It used to be a kind of an innocuous sign, but now it seems like it's more associated that way than it is anything else.
No, kind of like those Bush Cheney 04 bumper stickers, right? All right, what's the traffic look like on the Oh God, can you believe we're up on Monday morning having to do this?
I know.
Does everybody down there feel the same way we do here?
Yes.
Why couldn't we have five more days?
That would be nice.
Oh.
Well, it's a cold start, J.O. Some windshield scraping weather for sure. We've got some areas of dense fog too. You want to be careful along I-25 north and south of the metro area, along I-70 at Lyman, airport roads possibly. Still dealing with a shutdown of southbound E-470. They're doing some cleanup there from a one-car collision. It was a pretty serious crash, so it looks like it could be shut down for a bit. Traffic was being detoured at Quincy, where you'll have to head over to Smoky Hill Road and then back onto the tollway from there. Weather today, partly cloudy, windy by afternoon, high of 50. Right now, partly cloudy, patchy fog and cold, 21. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The fall finale of Prison Break is tonight at 7 on Hawks.
This holiday, wrap up the outdoors with Colorado State Parks annual passes and gift certificates. Your gift is good for...
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
For your chance to win tickets and extreme deals and matching down incentives, that's Rocky's Autos at 63rd and Federal. Get in there and win some prizes and ask my friends, the Alshears, Tom and Marv, and Gerard Menard and Freddie Labrato and Spanky and all the gang working at Rockies. Over 650 vehicles on the lot. So just a wide, wide selection to choose from. And, you know, if you can't find a car you like at Rockies, boy, I don't know where you're going to go. Anyway, Rockies, a family-owned and operated since 1982. Check them out on the Internet, RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve or Jason for that. And also look at the inventory. It's right there for you to see. Rockies Autos open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out. Good folks. 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free stock investing toolkit, call 1-800-366-1508. That's 1-800-366-1508. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-366-1508.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Happy Christmas, Julie.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done?
I just love this song. guess, right?
And so this is Christmas.
Yes, this is Christmas, James Dobson, and what have you done? I bet you and Ted Haggard had fun, right?
The near and the dear ones, the old and the young. A very Merry Christmas.
Good morning, 6:36, 36 minutes past the hour. High today, 53. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're discussing this homeowner who has this wreath up and is getting grief from the citizens in her division. They want her to take it down because it's disrespectful to Iraqi veterans or people serving in Iraq. After all, they've gotten three or four complaints. And it's also an Antichrist sign. My God. I didn't realize that. I have a big peace sign tattooed on my you-know-what. Does that mean it's an Antichrist sign? Maybe I should have it surgically removed. I have a big peace sign tattooed on my half-moons. Does that mean I'm going to hell? Here's Scott in Denver. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, how's it going, Jay?
Good.
Good. I actually have heard that that is an anti-Christian sign. Now, I don't know all the specifics, but I know that it's if you look at the symbol of the peace sign, it represents the cross broken on either side. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, that's obviously what I thought of when I got my tattoo.
So I don't remember all the specifics, but it does represent the broken cross. I don't know how much of that is truth, but I've heard that over the years.
That seems to me to be kind of a stretch. Don't you think it's kind of a stretch?
You know, who knows where things come from? You know, the Nazi symbol comes from an Indian symbol originally. Who knows?
Yeah, I just, to me it's too, you know what it is? To me it smacks of too much, like, voodoo, witchcraft, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, you know, wear this around your neck and it'll protect you when you walk around at night.
Yeah, you know, maybe the righties picked up on this back in the 60s and said they wanted to demonize all the liberals and decided to make the peace symbol a sign of being against Christ. I don't know, but that's where I believe that it, you know, originated.
I know, it's weird, isn't it? So do you think this woman should be fined for having this up on the side of her house?
You know, this is an HOA.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? They'll fine you for anything, so.
Man.
I mean, I've lived in them, you know. People, I live in condos, the condo commandos, they'll fine you for anything. And where does she live again? What part of?
Pagosa here? Springs.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. It sounds crazy. Some people don't have enough. They have too much time on their hands. They look for things to be pissed off about, which is really
sad. Is the Christmas season. Why don't these same people go out and do something charitable?
I know. Isn't it sad? You know, there's so much crap going on in the world right now in people's lives. You know, try and find something to be positive about instead of trying to find the negative, you know, or invent the negative.
Yeah, and I think living in a community with rules is okay, but I don't think you have to surrender your right of free speech in order to live there.
Yeah, and I bet if it was a cross, they probably wouldn't have a problem.
Yeah, how about a creech or whatever they call those things?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. I hear you.
If it was a picture of the little baby Jesus, it would be okay.
That would be okay. You know, probably if it was a menorah, they would have a problem with that. Who knows?
Weird stuff. All right, Scott, man, thanks. I appreciate you being on the show.
Uh-huh. Have a good day.
Okay, see you later. Let's go to JC in Fort Collins. JC, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Jay?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Glad to hear it. I wanted to agree with the previous caller. It is a much more ancient symbol than just the peace movement in the 60s, and it was an original pagan symbol. And also there were a couple Christians that were crucified in that manner by pagans because they were denouncing the Christian church. And so, of course, the Christians, like usual, took it to be devil instead of most pagan religions were just nature-based, not devil-based.
Well, what isn't pagan?
What is pagan?
No, what isn't? I mean, anything that's outside their sphere of belief is either devil-inspired or paganism, it seems to me.
Well, I would agree with that, yeah.
I mean, that's what they always tell you.
I mean, and just like the guy said, you know, the swastika is actually a Buddhist symbol that is on Buddhist chest in Indian Buddhism.
Yeah, so what's the big deal? It sounds to me like the head of this homeowners association, it sounds to me like he's the one who's hung up on this whole paganism thing.
Yeah, probably. I would say that.
God, am I the only person? Doesn't anybody get sick of the religious right? They're sick of their BS.
I would say so, yes.
Aren't they supposed to be in the business of saving souls?
Well, they are, and I'm in college now at CSU, but I went to a Christian academy in 7th and 8th grade, and I am raised with Buddhist roots, actually, and they tried to save me and everything, but they kind of did it in a fire and brimstone way, not in a way that would make me ever want to change my religion.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, it's like, how come they're not out there saving souls? What are they worried about, you know, wreaths on the sides of doors or whatever?
I don't know.
Seems to me they have their agenda screwed up. Hey, JC, thank you. Call me again.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Doesn't seem like they have their agenda messed up? Seems to me they do. Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Well, I got a couple of thoughts on this. Number one is, I think it's the great Charlie Brown said in his Christmas special that it's peace on earth and goodwill towards men. So if that's true, then we better burn that guy at the stake, tie him up. That's blasphemy.
Right.
Blasphemy. But the other thing is, if this guy's so worried about it, then he better not have wreaths up, because that's... could be misconstrued as an idol, and the Bible says no idolatry. Jesus' birthday isn't December 25th. He was born, I think it was during the summer, I'm not sure, but I know it's not Christmas. If they can go back and figure out when they did these censuses. So, you know, that could be construed as blasphemous or whatever. You know, we're worshiping at the wrong time. I thought Christmas was actually a pagan holiday, and they with it, like Easter, I guess, to start including the pagans into the church. So I don't know where this guy's coming from, but I don't think he necessarily has his facts straight.
Yeah, I've heard that too before, that Christmas is actually not Jesus' birthday.
No, they can.
What if anybody knows when Jesus was really born?
They do. I don't know off the top of my head, but I know they can figure out when they did the censuses, and that's when he was born. So I'm sure they can. It's not too hard to figure out exactly when it was, off of historical data.
Well, then, if he wasn't born on this date, then the whole thing's a phony.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm a Christian, Jay, but I know that it's not the true date. It's just a celebration of his life.
You know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. You know what it is? I know what it is. It's a shopping day.
Well, now it is. It didn't used to be. I mean, it drives me nuts that they start.
You know what? It always has been, though. Man, I mean, I'm 54. I can remember when I was 7, 8 years old. It was a shopping day. And you get these people who make these statements about, oh, there's a war on Christmas. You know what? There's no orchestrated war on Christmas. It's the capitalist system of trying to make money and trying to get it done towards the end of the year to help the bottom line, and it's commercialization, but it's always been commercialization. We've always had that. Maybe back in the 1800s, maybe we didn't have it. But I know as long as I've been on the planet, we've had it. You know, I mean, it used to be your most prestigious part of a downtown area. The stores that were down there, they would decorate all the windows, and you would, you know, you'd go down there and you'd look at all the window decorations.
Yeah.
I mean, that used to be something your parents took you to, and you looked at all the, you know, little toys and things, little Santas and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how long the Parade of Lights has been around, but, I mean, I would say that's not very commercialized. I don't see, you know, Macy's signs going by on the floats.
No, but the corporations pay for that stuff.
Well, good. They should. I can't afford to pay for it.
Yeah, I agree, but I'm just saying that it's not what it's set out to be. And now if we stop and think about it, the fact that it's not even Jesus' birthday, that disqualifies it even further, don't you think?
Well, if you think that, sure. I still think it's a celebration of his life, but...
Well, you can have it as a celebration of his life, but it's technically not his birthday.
You're correct.
All right, Mark, thanks, man.
Have a good one, Jay.
Okay, talk to you. Well, see, it's not. It's not his birthday. When is his birthday? Does anybody know? 303-713-7600. We're talking about this thing in Pagosa Springs about the wreath with the peace sign and the fact that it's paganistic. But if you look at it too long, you'll start breathing fire and your head will spin around and you'll start having weird ideas. 646, 14 minutes away from 7 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, the biggest issues seem to be the weather and the tollway right now. Still dealing with the inconvenience of that closure southbound E-470 at Quincy from a pretty serious early morning crash. Now, police are still out there investigating. A bit more traffic on that detour from Quincy to Smoky Hill. No major delays on northbound lanes. Fog's been a problem in some areas this morning, so you want to be especially careful along I-70 east of the metro, I-25 toward Fort Collins and near the Springs. Weather today, partly cloudy, windy by afternoon, looking for a high of 50 right now. Partly cloudy skies and cold 21. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Visit 14 model homes at South Shore and find out how inspiring life can be by the water. Exit E-470 at Smoky Hill.
When people come into Radio Shack and ask me if we've got Bluetooth, it's like asking a bait store guy if he carries worms. I mean, we're crawling with Motorola Bluetooth products. Need a Bluetooth-enabled phone from Sprint or Singular like a Motorola Razr? No problem. Already have a Motorola Razr and you want to accessorize it? Also, not a problem. See, that's what Radio Shack sales associates like me do for a living.
For all your Bluetooth needs, head to Radio Shack, your neighborhood wireless store.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
Safety experts, why do you do it just right?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
6:48. It's 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Homeowners, here's an important offer that will save you money, which we can all get this time of the year. And it's only from the mortgage store. They have a new 6 months with no payments program, and I guarantee you're going to dig this. They're going to combine 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payments plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are record highs. Get rid of all of these and consolidate your bills into one low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company, and you can trust they'll get you the results. They underwrite their own loans, so they can say yes when the others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your home loan in as little as a week. They've got $25 million dedicated to the program. It's not going to last long, so you got to call right now. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments is not going to last long, so don't wait. Call right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171.
Credit card companies are such giving people. They gave you a card, gave you money to spend, gave you time to pay. What they gave you was enough rope to tie a great big financial noose and put it around your neck. It's time to cut yourself free. If you have credit card debt, call Debt Set now for free information that can help you take back your financial future. 1-800-400-9309. Credit card companies want us to pay high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call Debt Set now to learn how you can get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. We can even help you improve your credit rating. If you're in debt, call Debt Set now for free information that reveals the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. And cut yourself free from credit card debt fast. For free information, call 1-800-400-9309. That's 1-800-400-9309. 1-800-400-9309.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Christmas wreaths a chance. That's all we're saying. Good morning. 6:51, 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Partly cloudy. High today, 53. One line open at 303-713-7600. Talking about this whole Christmas wreath business going on in Paragosa Springs, in which a woman has got a Christmas wreath Pagosa Springs, which in which a woman's got a Christmas wreath hanging on her door, I guess it is, and people in her community in the Loma Linda Homeowners Association in Pagosa Springs have gotten crazy over it, believing that it is a symbol of Satan and that it is a Iraqi protest sign. And I want to know where this whole Satanism stuff comes from. Where is that all originating from? Let's go to Connie in Fort Collins. Connie, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hey. Hi.
It's always so nice to wake up with you.
Thanks.
Hey, it's snowing up here.
Well, it'll be snowing here soon, I imagine.
Oh, it's glorious. Anyway, I heard about this fracas in Pagosa Springs, and of course my eyes rolled back in my head. These people are just crazed. I am a veteran of the Vietnam War protest, and I remember back then they were saying the peace sign was the footprint of the American chicken. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I do remember it.
Oh, geez. But I actually know the origins of the peace sign. Want to hear them?
Yeah, where does it come from?
Well, it is semaphore. You know, the flag symbols they use for communicating over a distance, a ways. As long as you can see the flags,
right.
It's for the letters N and the letter D, and it stood for nuclear disarmament, and it originated sometime between the Korean War. It was before the Vietnam War, but it was an anti-nuclear bomb symbol. So I think I'm going to make.
All right, but so where did the whole paganism thing come from?
Well, I don't know. You know, these neo Christians. I think it came from the same sort of minds that said that the gay marriage issue is the most vital issue we've got facing the country right now. And we all know where that came from. So,
I just don't understand where they get this idea that it's paganism.
Oh, well, because that's a word that will trigger a lot of people's fear. I'm a pagan, and I'm not out there bombing people. It's just... What a thing to wake up to this morning. So I'm just thinking, you know, they figured, well, pagan, that's a trigger word. That's going to get people's attention. They figure that that is the same thing as anti-Christian, which it isn't. I think Christ was probably a wonderful fellow. I don't worship him as God. I think he had a lot to tell us and to teach us, and it's a shame we haven't learned by now, especially having come through the whole Vietnam era. I really thought that by 2006 this country would have its stuff together, and that actually I hoped Abby Hoffman would have been president by now.
That's a little radical.
I think I'm Fort Collins, so...
Yeah, I just don't know where the paganism thing comes from. Thank you, Connie. Appreciate the call.
Sure. Thanks for being there, Jay. You saved my life more than once.
You got it.
Bye.
Thanks.
Now.
Yeah, where does the paganism thing come from? That's what I want to know. And is being a pagan, is that like a bad thing? Is that a negative thing? Is being a pagan a negative thing? I mean, do pagans get arrested for violent crimes? Are they sex offenders? I don't have any clue as to what that's about. Here's Christian in Boulder. Christian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Long time no talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. On Wikipedia, the peace symbol is the symbol of the campaign of nuclear disarmament, developed in 1958 by a Briton named Gerald Holton. He's a commercial designer, and he designed it after the letters N and D for nuclear disarmament.
So where did all this paganism...
Based on semaphores. Semaphore N is the two arms angled down. D is one arm over your head and the other arm straight down.
So where did all the paganism stuff come from?
It's a lie. The wreath is a pagan symbol that was borrowed by the Catholics. And December 25th was originally the Feast of Saturnalia, the worship of the god Saturn, which was co-opted by the Christians in order to take over that holiday, and they were successful. They did the same thing with Easter, which is the festival of Iastre, another pagan holiday that was taken over by the Christian church. But, you know, it's propaganda. The peace symbol never was a pagan symbol. It was, in fact, developed and adopted by Christians. Some people would use the Christian cross. Others would use the new symbol of nuclear disarmament. Some people didn't want to use the nuclear disarmament symbol because they thought it might be misunderstood. And in fact, that has perpetuated, I think. I think a lot of people want to misunderstand that symbol. But it's a symbol of peace. Jesus would certainly be for nuclear disarmament and would certainly approve of a symbol that called for peace, just like the dove. The dove is another symbol of peace. It harkens back to Noah, who released a dove, you know, to find land. Most of our peace symbols come from Christianity and from our faith, and this one happens to be really well documented. So I'm not sure where they get that, but they're not telling the truth.
Yeah, I'd like to know where they get that from. Also, too, nobody has called up here and told us, and I'd like to know, when is the actual birth date of Christ?
Oh, he was, well, it's speculative because we don't actually know. Probably he was born sometime during the summer when it's projected that in the year 6 on our Christian calendar that there was a comet which guided, supposedly guided the three wise men. Although it would have taken them years to get there.
So it was not December the 25th.
Yeah, and Jesus would have been, you know, probably 12 or 14 by the time they arrived.
All right, Christian, thanks, man.
But it
appreciate
certainly
the
wasn't
info.
December 25th, yeah.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you too.
Okay.
Take care, man.
Coming up on this next hour, we'll have Lisa Jensen, whose house this is. We'll have her on. And we'll talk to her about this whole wreath business. And I'm still looking for the exact date of Jesus' birth, if somebody's got it. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Stick around.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This message about good cholesterol is brought to you by The Essential Group.
I'm home.
So, what'd the doctor have to say?
Well, for the most part, things are looking good.
Mm-hmm.
But take a look at my cholesterol results.
Overall, it's a bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But your good cholesterol is still too low. Remember, he talked about lowering the bad and raising the good?
I know, but what more can I do?
You may not know it, but there is a good form of cholesterol, and it's important to keep high levels to help prevent heart disease. Our physicians are researching an investigational medication for men and women to see if it raises good cholesterol, also known as HDL. To qualify, you must have low good cholesterol. If you're currently on cholesterol medication, you still may qualify. Participants will receive all study-related care and study medication at no charge. To learn more, call toll-free 1-866-53-STUDY. The first step is your call. That's 1-866-53-STUDY.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Civitani. A woman wailing is a familiar sound in Iraq. Repeated today as police found more victims of the sectarian bloodletting that's beginning to look a lot like all-out civil war. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer in Baghdad tells us a weekend curfew ended some of the deadliest violence of the war, but Iraqi officials are taking nothing for granted.
I think they're less on edge now than they were at 5:30 this morning before the curfew was lifted. But nobody sees real political movement that indicates there's a permanent solution in place. This is just now a waiting game. There's nobody in the city thinks it's finished, that the violence is now going to end.
The Iraq study group led by former Secretary of State Baker meets today to go over a draft report listing new policy options. But Middle East analyst Patrick Clawson sees no possibility of a quick fix.
The most important thing which could come out of the Baker Commission would be a realistic understanding that Iraq is in such a fragile condition that short-term improvement is simply not possible.
President Bush has left for the NATO summit in the Baltics. After that, it's on to Jordan to meet with Iraq's prime minister. In London, the British say they'll pull thousands of troops out of Iraq by the end of next year. Poland says the 900 troops it still has will be gone by then. Here at home, a young groom is dead and two men who were with him lay wounded in a New York hospital. All were shot by the police, but the how and why of it still hasn't been sorted out. Live to CBS's Jim Shenavy. Jim, what's the latest?
Well, some 50 shots fired, Frank, killing 23-year-old Sean Bell on what would have been his wedding day. Bullets also hit nearby homes, shattered windows at a train station. Police say the car Bell was riding in ran into an undercover officer and a police van, but a hostess at that strip bar told the New York Daily News the van hit the car and that the officers just started shooting.
The poisoning of an ex-Soviet spy has touched off a big health scare in London. CBS's Larry Miller has that.
After it became clear Alexander Litvinenko died from the radioactive polonium-210, around 450 people contacted the British Health Department, saying they were at the same restaurant and hotel bar on the day the former KGB spy was poisoned, and three of those had sufficiently strong exposure to warrant testing at a special clinic. Scotland Yard is investigating the poisoning, and an inquest is set for Thursday.
Some Washington State school children are enjoying a five-day holiday weekend thanks to the snowstorm that buried roads and brought down power lines. A lot of drivers had trouble negotiating blizzard conditions. Tow truck operator Dennis Todd says bad driving gets the blame.
Too fast for conditions. People can't read. They don't understand when the road says chains required, what the word required means.
A trip to the woods to cut down a Christmas tree turned into a real adventure for an Oregon family of six. They were stranded on the northwest side of Mount Hood. Help finally arrived overnight. Everyone's okay. S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
Get more with Orbitz TLC mobile access. Now you have the power of Orbitz in the palm of your hand. Our customers agree.
I got fly status. In my head.
I got hotel availability.
In my head.
I got my travel itinerary.
In my head. I got Orbitz TLC in my head.
Anyone can use Orbitz TLC mobile access for free. Just enter mobile.orbitz.com and go.
Hotel availability in select markets.
'Twas the days around Christmas when all through the land motorists were rejoicing. Happy Honda Days was at hand. The vehicles were displayed in the showroom with care. The Civic, the Accord, the Element, even the all-new CR-V was there. Away to the Accord, I flew like a flash. Spotting the price tag, I knew they would slash. My dealer exclaimed as I drove out of sight, "Happy Honda Days to all, and to all a good night."
Celebrate the great deals at your Honda dealer today.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Will rookie Jay Cutler be practicing with the first team today when the Broncos get to work? The NFL Network's Adam Schefter says yes. Other Broncos sources telling the Denver Post the same thing. We will hear directly from Broncos coach Mike Shanahan later today. A winter storm expected to move into Colorado this afternoon, dropping temperatures and bringing up to 3 feet of snow in parts of the high country by midweek. Thousands of people made their way back home through Denver International Airport yesterday. The airport expected a record number of travelers to pass through by day's end. Most people say everything went very well.
The flights was no problem. Really, really fast and efficient.
Traveler talking to 9 News there. The airport had predicted that 170,000 people would go through the airport as the extended holiday weekend came to an end. Longmont United Hospital losing millions of dollars to patients using false or non-existent Social Security numbers. Longmont Times Call says last year the care cost about $20 million. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, our latest issue, northbound 225 at Iliff. We've had a minor collision there for your ride through Aurora. Still some slowing eastbound I-70 due to a stall. It's partially blocking the right lane approaching Havana. And still had some foggy conditions, too, along I-70 at Lyman and out on your eastern plains. You may also run into some visibility issues as well on I-25 through the Springs. Now, southbound E-470 should be opening here just any time. It's been closed for several hours while police finish up investigation of a bad wreck there between Quincy and Smoky Hill. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy. Windy by afternoon, high of 50. Currently, partly cloudy and cold, 23. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now, you can get one-hour digital prints from King Soopers for just 15 cents each. Log on to kingsoopers.com for online processing or bring your digital media card into any participating store. King Soopers, right store, right price.
Merry Christmas.
To many in your local community, this is the sound of Christmas. Together, Walmart and the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign have been helping change the lives of those in your community for 20 years. And this year, our commitment is stronger than ever. From our families to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. High today, 53 under partly cloudy skies. Then tomorrow, we've got a slight chance of some snow. And then by Wednesday, snow likely. And then it should taper off by late Wednesday night. All right, it's Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Any or all portion of this program available in podcast at am760.net. It's the day after the long Thanksgiving holiday. This is, seems to be the big story this morning, other than Iraq. In a town in scenic southwestern Colorado, homeowners are battling over whether a Christmas wreath that includes a peace sign is an anti-Iraq war protest or even a promotion of Satan. We've had three or four complaints. Some people have kids in Iraq, and they are sensitive, said Bob Kearns, president of the Loma Linda Homeowners Association in Pagosa Springs. He said some believe it's a symbol of Satan. I want to know where this symbol of Satan business comes from. And I guess the architectural board looked into the wreath, found nothing wrong with it, and so they turned around, I guess this Kearns guy, turned around and fired the architectural board. Now, we hope to have Linda Jensen on here in just a few minutes. It's her house where this is going on. And talking to her about this. I'm looking for two questions here. Number one, does anybody know the birth date of Jesus? And then number two, the other thing I'm looking for is, does anybody know how this, how the peace sign is supposed to be Satan? It's supposed to be a sign of Satan or a pagan sign or an anti-Christian sign. Where did that come from? And I wonder if anybody has any kind of an idea about this. 303-713-7600. And this gets back to this whole thing about what you can and cannot put on your property. Now, how can a Christmas wreath with a peace sign in the middle of it, how can that be so controversial? If your neighbors had one, Would you walk across the street and say, please, excuse me, could you take that down? It's offending. Why would you even care? This is another big question. Why do these people even care with everything that's going on in the world? And the so-called spirit of the season in which we're supposed to be in, why would anybody give a darn? I don't understand that part of it either. Let's go to Jason in Laramie. Jason, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, Jay?
Good, man. How's it going with you?
I'm doing pretty well. Hey, I got the official birthday of Christ, at least according to the Mormons.
According to who now?
The Mormons.
Oh, the
Mormons?
The
LDS Church.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
According to them, in their scripture, that Christ was born on April 6th, and it's also coincidentally the same day that he died. Was April 6th.
Now, but that's only the Mormon Church. Not all religions accept that, right?
No, that's just the Mormon Church. But it's one. I don't think anybody really has an actual answer to this question. That's the problem.
Nobody really knows when Jesus was born?
Yeah, well, we don't. I mean, there was nobody still around now that was back then, or it wasn't written down, and we don't have the same calendars. It's, you know, and does it really matter is the question that we need to ask ourselves. So we can pick a random day and celebrate that as Jesus' birth if you're a Christian, you know, and if you're heaven, you know, if you're not a Christian, then you're obviously committing a war against Christmas, you know, so.
I mean, if you're a Christian and you're going to celebrate the birth of Christ, doesn't it make sense that you want to celebrate it on the right day?
Well, one would hope that you would know the actual day, but, you know, and the Mormons claim to have it, but I don't think anybody really knows for sure, and, you know, you got to have the holiday. He's the most important person in the religion, so you've got to have the holiday. You just don't know what it is. So you get to make it up. You get to take over, you know, the winter solstice and the winter fest as the birthday so that you can co-opt that for your religious beliefs. I mean, that's what they did. They took over all these pagan rituals in order to ingrain, you know, Christianity into the populace back in the, you know, like the right after Christ, a couple hundred years afterwards. And that was just one way so that, you know, yes, you could still have your festival, but instead of it being the festival of, you know, winter and when the sun starts to come back up, you know, instead of sinking like it normally does until December 21st, when it starts to come back up, yeah, you can have your party then, but actually it's now Christ's birthday. So it's crazy, man.
And it is crazy. Well, you know, is Christmas about the birth of Christ, or is it about making money?
Well, now it's clearly become nothing but a commercial event.
But you know what? But I always feel that it always has been. Think about it. Ever since you were a little kid.
Well, I mean, when I say always has been, I'm talking, you know, in the last two centuries, it really has become primarily a form of just making huge amounts of money. People have really lost touch with what it's supposed to be. And I would say that for the last two centuries, Christmas hasn't had its true meaning. You know, and that's just my experience with history as far as what I've studied, you know, in history. I'm sure that going further back, it may even be the same. But, yeah, you're right. As long as I've been alive, it's had nothing to do, really, with Jesus. It's all been about Santa Claus.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And gifts under the tree. And, you know, what am I getting? And now we have people standing in line for hours or days before, you know, a PlayStation 3 comes out, and people getting in fights and over Cabbage Patch dolls. It's absolutely ridiculous, and I don't think Christ would be at, you know, a Target duking it out with some lady over the last PlayStation.
Maybe what we're doing here is maybe we're asking the wrong question. Is Christmas more about Santa Claus or more about Jesus? Take your choice.
I think that's probably the best way to go. But then, of course, they made Santa Claus into a saint so that he fits in with their whole story. So it's just been incorporated right back into their story. It's, you know, and that's the problem. It's become part and parcel, and people don't separate that anymore. And, you know, people don't equate Christmas with a real time of giving. I spent Christmas with my family, and when they were younger, the kids were just monsters, little monsters running around screaming, "Where's my presents? Give me, you know, I got this, I'm better than you." And it's like nobody took the moment to reflect on the fact that the person who was supposed to be the most important person in the world, if you're a Christian, was born on this day, came into this world to give his life, you know, for all of us. And you know, that seems to have gone away.
Yeah, or maybe it never was. I don't know, depending on how old you are. Hey, Jason, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
All right, thank you, Jay.
Okay, take care, man. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, where did the peace sign, too, pick up this whole thing about being pagan? Or from Satan? Where did that old thing come from, too? I'd really like to know about that. Here's Carol in Denver. Carol, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. How
Fine.
Are you?
Fine. How about you?
Fine. I have a little piece of paper here that I burned off in 2000 because I was curious over this whole thing, too, from the Internet. And it is all under the winter solstice and all the different pagan rituals that Christmas was selected as Jesus' birth date. That's true. There are many, many, many different winter solstice celebrations. And it says in here there is sufficient evidence in the Gospels to indicate that Jesus was born in the fall. But this seems to be to have been unknown to early Christians. And it said, by the beginning of the 4th century, there was an intense interest in choosing a date to celebrate the birth date. The Western Church leaders selected December 25th because this was already the date recognized throughout the Roman Empire as the birthday of various pagan gods. So that's where it came from.
So the Romans came up with it.
Exactly. And the Western Church basically selected it to bring in all the different religions because there was already celebrations going on at that time that were pagan, to pagan gods. And most of the symbols that we have are pagan. Holly, the ivy, mistletoe, yule log, giving of gifts, decorating the trees, a magical reindeer, these are all pagan symbols.
Well, then this guy Kern's whole argument about the peace sign being an antichrist sign and a pagan sign
is ignorant.
It's all rendered moot.
Yeah, he's ignorant. You know, and I doubt very much if the person that is challenging this wreath because they feel it is a pagan or a devil worship or God knows where they're taking it will ever fess up to the fact that they did it because they have just shown how ignorant they truly are and how uneducated. And uneducated people have done a lot of damage in this world, as we well know, in many areas. And this is just another example of it. If you look into things and actually delve into them, you know, they're harmless, and they're not at all what people believe them to be. And, you know, the word pagan itself has been connected with the devil, and all it means is it's a Latin, and it means rural, rustic, or country. And it was a way that people through the centuries have linked all religions that are not do not believe in God of the God of Abraham. So they've had to put it, call them something, so they call them pagans. And our probably most obvious to us is the Wicca religion, which is a pagan religion. But that is just one of many. They also link in their Native Americans or any New Age people who believe in a different form of God altogether. So they're all linked into a pagan thing. So, you know, that's all false, too. So I don't know what to tell you.
So you know what you're telling me is the whole damn thing is false.
Exactly.
All right, then it's called off. There's no Christmas vacation. We've called off the whole thing, including the war on Christmas. It's over with. We know it's a fake. We've now pulled the rug out from underneath the whole damn lie. Thank you, Carol. I appreciate the call.
You're very welcome, Jay. Have a good day.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
All right, 303-713-7600, two lines open. So if it's all a fake, I mean, if it's all manufactured, then what the hell do we celebrate it for unless it's to have time with the family and to go out and buy PlayStations, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. Isn't that what it's all about? Go out and buy PlayStations? Capitalism. Which is, you know, not a bad thing. If it's regulated. 7:19, 19 minutes after us.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
Thornton North Glen and the Boulder Turnpike at jamming up eastbound at your I-25 merge. I-70 not too bad, just have that snag eastbound at Havana, disabled vehicle, partially blocking the right lane. We've got a wreck as well northbound 225 at Iliff, and traffic getting back to normal for the most part along the tollway. We're still waiting for the southbound lanes to reopen at Quincy. Weather today, partly cloudy, windy by afternoon, high of 50. Right now, partly cloudy and cold, 23. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU, evenings or online. Attend an open house December 5th. Details at universitycollege.du.edu. That's universitycollege.du.edu.
The Cultural Events Board at CU Boulder is proud to present author, activist, and playwright Howard Zinn free this Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Glenn Miller Ballroom at the UMC. Sponsored by the CEB. For details, go to colorado.edu/studentgroup/CEB.
The Blue
Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM760.
Credit card companies are such giving people. They gave you a card, gave you money to spend, gave you time to pay. What they gave you was enough rope to tie a great big financial noose and put it around your neck. It's time to cut yourself free. If you have credit card debt, call Debt Set now for free information that can help you take back your financial future. 1-800-400-9309. Credit card companies want us to pay high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call Debt Set now to learn how you can get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. We can even help you improve your credit rating. If you're in debt, call Debt Set now for free information that reveals the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. And cut yourself free from credit card debt fast. For free information, call 1-800-400-9309. That's 1-800-400-9309. 1-800-400-9309.
Now that she's out of her glasses, she loves the way she sees. I love the way she looks, and we both love that her LASIK was so affordable.
My wife threw away her glasses after 21 years of wearing them, and that makes her happy, which makes her more beautiful.
How are women across America seeing better and looking better for a lot less? With LASIK from the LASIK Vision Institute. We've made LASIK affordable for everyone, so there's no reason to put off this life-changing experience any longer. And our highly skilled surgeons use the same safe, FDA-approved technology as other providers. The only difference? We offer our procedures for a fraction of the price.
At these prices, I tell anybody, don't wait. Just do it.
Request a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you just how affordable it can be. Call 1-800-700-9104. The LASIK Vision Institute. Better vision at a better value. Call 1-800-700-9104. That's 1-800-700-9104. 1-800-700-9104.
Another holiday season. And another season with men and women overseas.
Iraq, Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan.
All places far from home. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Let me go home.
All over the world. From AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It'll all be all right.
Let's bring our military
I'm coming back home.
Morning, 7:23, 23 minutes after 7. High today, 53. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Holiday peace sign wreath sparks fight. If you look at the Denver Post, the Denver West section this morning, this is going on in Pagosa Springs. And we have Lisa Jensen on the line. This is her house where this is happening. Lisa, good morning, and thanks for joining us here on AM 760. It's nice to have you on.
Good morning.
All right. You decided to put up a wreath, and you decided to put up a wreath with a peace sign in the middle of it. No big radical gesture. Nobody I know would think anything of it. And you stuck it up there. How long was it before you started getting complaints?
Well, we didn't really get any complaints. We put it up on the weekend, Sunday, Monday, last weekend. It was actually my husband's idea. He went out and collected a bunch of, I think it's fir, boughs in the forest and got a red ribbon and made this shape and hung it up on the house and put Christmas lights on it. We had a wreath up there the same place, about the same size, without the peace symbol in it last year. And we got a letter, so that was Monday, we got a letter in the mail on Tuesday, I think it was, telling us of this fine. And, you know, like I said, nobody had complained. The architectural committee that's supposed to enforce our covenants hadn't received any complaints, and the board sort of jumped over them and sent us this letter and didn't really say, you know, other than posting the article, we have a use restriction in our covenants saying you need prior approval for signs, billboards, or advertising structures, which we did not seek prior approval. It never occurred to us that anyone would see this as a sign or advertising. You know, we do actually have all kinds of advertising signs all over our subdivision for real estate and contractors and builders and, you know, people who supply windows and financial institutions when a home is being built and all that kind of stuff. And you know, we never thought this fell in. And most people don't get approval for those, by the way, either. But it never occurred to us to get approval, and I don't know why they just jumped on this so quickly and without any much warning. We were told we got the letter Tuesday and said if the peace sign wasn't down by Friday, we'd get fined $25 a day that it was up.
And what did you say to them?
I haven't said anything to them. I haven't actually spoken to the board president for a while. They're a little, sometimes can be a little difficult to talk to. So I haven't said anything. I left the wreath up, but, you know, we weren't really trying to make a huge statement when we put it up. It was a Christmas decoration, peace on earth, goodwill toward man, pray for peace, people everywhere. It seemed to be a common and accepted Christmas theme. Not that I don't believe in peace year-round. Anyway, so we haven't done anything, and, you know, but since it happened and they took this stand, we decided we can't, you know, it's more of a freedom of speech issue, and it's just a Christmas decoration, and it's ridiculous that somebody would ask us to take it down or try to fine us for it.
Yeah, where does this Bob Kearns get this idea that it's also an anti-Christ sign? Where does that come from?
I have no idea. I mean, I've seen that theory, and I think the Durango Herald printed this on Sunday. They had an article. There's been some research done, and I think that's a theory that's been put out there, but it doesn't seem to have much credibility or much backing to it. And most of the, you know, anyone who's tried to find out where the symbol actually came from seems to come up with a Coalition for Nuclear Disarmament in England in the late 50s, being a semaphore symbol for the letters ND for nuclear disarmament. That seems to be the more well-researched view. I have heard the Antichrist symbol theory before, and I, you know, like I said, I don't know. Nobody seems to be able to find any basis with it. I've talked to several people who are very devout Christians, and they either have never heard that or don't believe that and don't have a problem with it. You know, we've had some devout Christians offer as well to help pay our fine. We're hoping they'll drop it and there won't be a fine. You know, I don't really think we should have to pay this because it's really not violating.
Well, the whole thing is ridiculous. The whole thing from A to Z, I mean, is stupid. In my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. Don't they have anything better to do in your subdivision or your homeowners association than worry about this kind of stuff?
There's been a few people asking that, and you know, to be honest, maybe they don't. I mean, it's a pretty quiet area. When I was on the board, I tried. You know, I was the president 3 years ago, and I tried to. You know, it's pretty quiet. There's really not much going on. It's a quiet neighborhood. I guess it's a peaceful neighborhood. Most people get along or leave each other alone. And, you know, people, it's quiet. And I try to do things like address issues that might concern people. Like we have national forests behind us. And 1 year there was a severe drought and people were concerned about forest fires. So I had guest speakers come in and tell us what we could do to, you know, prevent that on our own property and stuff like that. And issues with wildlife and things like that that probably are of concern to everybody, not, you know, controversial issues, but maybe they don't have anything better to do. I believe he's retired. We have a lot of retired people in our neighborhood, and it seems sometimes like some of them don't have much else to do than walk around complaining and pointing fingers at their neighbors. Most people, thankfully, aren't like that. Most of them are just kind of enjoying life, and there's also a lot of working people like us here, too, who have a lot of better things to do.
Yeah, obviously. 7:29, 29 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We've got Lisa Jensen on the line. It's her house that this is all going on in Pagosa Springs. What about this guy, Bob Kearns? Is he a difficult person to work with?
I'm not sure. Like I said, when I was the president of the board, it was my last year on the board, and it was his first year on the board, and we seemed to work together all right at the time. Since then, he's... I haven't spoken to him for a while because he has been a little difficult to talk to when I've tried to bring up some simple questions over the past year. For example, asking for minutes of the annual meeting they had last year and not being notified. I didn't get notice of the board election last year, and I can guess my ballot got lost in the mail somewhere. But when I just asked him, you know, I didn't know there was an election going on, he pretty much bit my head off when I asked about it. And, you know, it's gotten kind of cantankerous, I guess you could say. I really don't understand why. I don't know what I've done to offend him. And regardless of that, if he's the president of the board and we have a set of covenants and we have a committee that's supposed to enforce them, no one should be taking their personal view or their personal vendetta or anything against anybody else. That's not what they're set up for. And that's not any other citing, I think, Colorado Senate Bill 100 that was passed a couple years ago as justification. And I think that bill was meant more to outline responsibilities of homeowners associations, including providing information openly to homeowners and not, you know, misusing the power they have. And I don't really understand.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not very Christian-like of Bob to be that way. But, Lisa, we thank you for being on the program. We thank you for talking about it. And so no plans to, one, take it down, and no plans to pay the fines.
No, I mean, like I said, I'm hoping we're going to leave it up till after Christmas, and if they do follow through on the fine, it'll be over $1,000 by then. I'm going to fight, you know, like I said, I'm hoping they'll drop it, and we can just all live peaceably together because it's kind of ridiculous, but, you know, we'll fight it. I think it's ridiculous, and I think anyone who would read the covenants and look at how they're being used would, you know, would agree with us.
Well, seems to me that there are, you know, bigger fish to fry. Lisa, good luck to you, and I hope it turns out okay.
Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you very much. There's Lisa Jensen. That's her house where this is all going on here this morning that we've been talking about for the last hour and a half. Any comments on this? 303-713-7600. I don't even understand why people are like this. Have you ever seen something that your neighbor has at their house or something? Do you go over there and, like, start bothering them? Like, oh, you have to take that down. I mean, campaign signs, barking dogs. It's like, just relax.
I got narked on by the Homeowners Association, or one of my neighbors probably. I got a nasty letter in the mail a couple days ago, Jay.
Over what?
I'm missing a fence post in my front wing fence. So one of my neighbors saw it and wrote the Homeowners Association. Now I have 21 days to fix my fence.
That doesn't sound, that, you know, what, the person who sent the letter doesn't have anything better to do with their lives? Well, I guess not. It's 7:33, 33 minutes past the hour. Let's bring in our faith and values correspondent, Gina.
Hey, Jay, you need to do a whole hour on annoying neighbors.
Well, I've got annoying neighbors, but I don't go over there to them and go like, hey, could you knock it off? I mean,
right.
I just tune it out.
Yes.
Their dogs are always constantly barking.
And you have dogs.
And I have dogs, but our dogs don't always constantly bark, but I just tune them out.
Yes. Good for you.
Because I'm not going to go over there and start some brouhaha with them over their dogs.
Right.
Life's too short.
Right on.
How are your neighbors?
I've had one irritating person that we actually have had to complain about. I normally wouldn't do that, but, you know, a lot of drunken brawls and broken glass and fighting and different things going on. So not a good situation.
Yeah, that's a little ugly.
Yeah.
That's a little ugly. All right, that's a little ugly. But for the most case, I just want my neighbors to leave me alone and I'll leave them alone.
Absolutely.
Just, you know, don't knock on my door. Don't bother me. Just leave me alone.
Can't we all just get along?
Yeah. And I get along by not participating.
There you go.
That's how I get along. I do not know my neighbors. I have never been to their houses. I know nothing about them. They never see me.
Best to keep it that way, I think.
And that's how I lead my life. And as long as they don't do something drastic to my house, I'm okay. Oh, John just went, that's pathetic. What is pathetic about that? John, what's pathetic about that?
Where's your sense of community, man?
What do you mean my sense of community? I have a sense of community. I mean, if I saw somebody breaking into one of my neighbor's houses, I'd dial 911. But it doesn't mean I have to have them over to my house every day. It doesn't mean I have to, you know, get to know them on an intimate basis, does it? Why, is this painting an unflattering picture of me? Go ahead. Chime in if you guys think it is.
This is how I picture Jay. Like, you know, the only time you ever see Jay, if you're his neighbor, is when his garage door opens and shuts. He's never outside, like, fixing the lawn, doing any kind of yard work or anything. He's like that hermit that you never see that lives next door.
Yeah, that's exactly how I am. I pull into the garage, and I shut the garage and get out of the car. I'm busted, man. I admit to it. Okay, what's wrong with that?
I'm the same way, Jay, so...
Yeah, see, what's wrong with it, John?
I don't know. Nothing's wrong with it. It's just, I don't know. I get along with all my neighbors, so I'm a little bit of the opposite than you on in this one.
John likes to chat up all his neighbors.
I'm that annoying nice neighbor that you're talking about.
He's like the guy when you pull up and you're in a hurry because you have to run into the house to go to the bathroom. He's the one who insists on standing on the sidewalk and talking to you for 2 minutes, 20 minutes at a time about something you don't really care about. That's the kind of neighbor John is.
That's me.
Well, how do you like my grass over here? Doesn't it look good? You're like thinking, man, you know, if I don't get inside, my bladder is just going to blow up and explode. That's exactly the kind of neighbor he is. All right, it's 7:36. We'll take more of your calls coming up at 303-713-7600. Gina, what's the traffic look like?
Well, I-70 is a bit of a problem. Eastbound lane's pretty tough. We had a couple of separate wrecks right in the same area, a rollover from eastbound I-70 to Quebec, and a separate two-car crash on the right shoulder just past Quebec. So we've got big-time slowdowns there back to I-25. In Aurora, northbound 225 backed up from Iliff to Parker due to a crash, and southbound E-470 looks like we've got one lane back open now between Quincy and...
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Brooks Silk Art in Longmont reminds you to please give blood. Donated blood only has a 42-day shelf life, so please donate. The life you save may be a child, a surgery patient, or a trauma victim. Give the gift of life. This message is courtesy of Brooks Silk Art in Longmont, specializing in screen painting for over 17 years. Visit Brooks Silk Art at 1420 Pratt Street in Longmont. They serve Colorado with pride.
Hi-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly, you want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call Hi-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. Hi-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call Hi-Tech Import in Lakewood.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Imagine living that life now and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Giardon, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks and options and you're not satisfied with the results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help by sending you my free Stock Investing Toolkit. In it, you'll get my new DVD, The Secret to Making Money in the Stock Market, and my easy-to-use stock investing software. Together, this is a $195 value, but for a limited time, you can get both for free. Unlike other free offers, my DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step-by-step how to make money trading stocks using my Stock Investor software. To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit, call 1-800-393-7029. That's 1-800-393-7029. Get your free investing toolkit sent out today. Call 1-800-393-7029.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Peace on the street and goodwill to all drivers. The Garmin Nuvi GPS has built-in maps and voice directions to anywhere in North America.
Right on Pine Street.
Find it at Garmin.com, Best Buy, or Circuit City. Give a Garmin.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 7:40. 20 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today at 53. Snow on the way later this week. AM 760 Progressive Talk. And we're talking about this incident with the reef in Paragosa Springs on the side of this woman's house. Actually on her door, and about how the Homeowners Committee is going nuts. And then I enlarged it into a larger discussion about Christmas and about the idea that Christ, I take it from your calls, was not even born on December the 25th. So why do we celebrate that as the birth of Christ? And doesn't that make the whole argument about the war on Christmas illegitimate? Besides the fact that there is no war. But the only war that's going on against Christmas is the war of capitalism, which conservative right-wingers seem to, and all of us to some degree, seem to endorse. And this idea that the peace symbol has some kind of Satanist overtone to it, some kind of paganist Satanist overtone. Like this guy with the Homeowners Association alleges. And I'm trying to probe into your vast knowledge, your vast storehouse of knowledge, to find out where this comes from. That people actually believe this. Let's go to Mark in Aurora. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, Jay?
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I just want to say, I just want to thank you for all the work you do, and I really enjoy your show. And, you know, I think you're a very intellectually honest person, and that's something, you know, a lot of us value.
Well, I try, man.
Well, when I was like 18, 19, I had a kind of a personal crisis. And, you know, I thought I'd never been raised any type of religion and never been taught about God. So I started investigating it myself. And, you know, I really found that, you know, I had a passion for theology. So I started studying it, and I've been studying it for the past decade, and, you know, it's one of my main areas of knowledge. And, you know, it's a simple fact that most people don't know, and especially Christians, the basic history of Christianity. Where Christianity really started was a couple hundred years after Jesus died. Christianity was taking hold in the Roman Empire, and at the time, the emperor of the Roman Empire, the Emperor Constantine, decided that he wanted to convert to Christianity. And he wanted to convert the entire Roman Empire to Christianity. But he knew, he was a very savvy person, he was a very smart leader. He knew that if he did that, it would be pure chaos. Because, you know, people don't like change. So he gathered all the main Christian scholars at the time, and put together a couple of councils to decide, you know, and try and find out if they can change the main religion of the Roman Empire, which at the time was the religion of Baal, the sun god. They worshipped the sun. That was their main religion, on top of other, you know, hundreds of other pagan religions. So he put together what's called the Council of Nicaea. And this, I believe, my dates might be a little off, but it's like 235, 245 A.D., so he brought this council together, and he told them, you know, I want you guys to put together an official book, you know, an official guide to Christianity. And that's where the New Testament came from. So at the time, with the religion of Baal, everybody worshipped the sun, and the sun's name was Baal, and the sun had a sun itself, and his name was Nimrod. And this religion was thousands of years old. This is like 2,000, 3,000 B.C. that this religion was started. And Nimrod was born of a virgin birth. And when he died, where they buried him, a massive, huge evergreen tree grew. Huge. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of feet tall. And every year, people would come and give offerings and gifts, which was a common pagan practice, to this tree. And the day that he died was December 25th.
So hence you have the invention of Christmas. But Christmas then, if you're saying, are you saying that Christmas or Christianity or both are based on paganism?
Both. He was very smart.
I'm sure there's some people out there who don't want to hear that answer.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not. I've talked to hundreds of Christians, and none of them know about this. And so what he did was he combined all the main aspects of the pagan religion at the time with Christianity. And, of course, people don't really care. Okay, you want me to worship God or you want me to worship the sun? There's no difference, just as long as you don't change, you know, the mainstays of the religion. And at the time, the winter solstice, this celebration of Nimrod's death, and the spring equinox, which is Easter, were huge, huge holidays. I mean, people would work all year and just celebrate just for these celebrations. Because back in those pagan days, the winter solstice and the spring equinox, they would, I mean, these were huge parties. I mean, these were like nothing you've ever seen in your life. These were huge, massive orgies, and people would just be drunk for a week, and, you know, it was everything to them.
Well, what happened to all of that?
It all became Easter and Christmas. And the whole Roman Empire converted to Christianity.
So there can't be any war on Christmas because Christmas is not a Christian event.
Not at all. And actually, there's hundreds of books that were, you know, they decided not to put in the New Testament. The New Testament is completely manufactured by men. It's not manufactured by God.
Yeah, that I knew. You know, that I knew. But you'll run into people who will tell you that it's the Word of God or that it's inspired by the Word of God.
Yep.
Well, you know what? That's good, interesting information, man. I appreciate that.
Oh, that's no problem, Jay.
Thank you so much for calling up with it.
Thank you.
All right. Well, where does that leave us then? I guess it leaves us that there can't be any war on Christmas, right? Since Christmas is a pagan right. And so this is all BS about this whole war on Christmas business. And is that where they get the idea that the peace sign is like a pagan sign? And that somehow that's linked with the devil? See, all this stuff is unclear to me, how this can be. 303-713-7600. Two lines open. 303-713-7600. Doing a little bit of religion here. Coming up after 8 o'clock. I'm going to ask the question, when is a civil war really a civil war? 747, 47 minutes away from the hour. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, the area to avoid right now due to significant delays is going to be eastbound I-70. We had two separate wrecks there, adding to your commute times. Rollover on the ramp to Quebec and one on the interstate backing up traffic from Monaco to Quebec. Northbound 225 lane still hampered from an incident near Iliff. And southbound lanes are starting to slow down now on I-25, of course, through downtown and on southbound 225 at the Tech Center. Weather today, partly cloudy, windy by afternoon, looking for a high of 50. Right now, partly cloudy and cold, 23 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Take your next vacation to Acapulco. Sandy beaches, great nightlife, and 100% sunshine guaranteed. Acapulco will pay for your accommodations at...
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at esurance.com today.
AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Now through December 1st, Leaf Guard of Colorado is offering you a final chance to get $400 off your next gutter system. Call Leaf Guard today and find out about the $400 off offer and schedule your free estimate. Other companies only want to cover up your pre-existing gutters, but Leaf Guard will fix the problem for good. For your free estimate and $400 off discount, call 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
Now that she's out of her glasses, she loves the way she sees. I love the way she looks, and we both love that her LASIK was so affordable.
My wife threw away her glasses after 21 years of wearing them, and that makes her happy, which makes her more beautiful.
How are women across America seeing better and looking better for a lot less? With LASIK from the LASIK Vision Institute. We've made LASIK affordable for everyone, so there's no reason to put off this life-changing experience any longer. And our highly skilled surgeons use the same safe, FDA-approved technology as other providers. The only difference? We offer our procedures for a fraction of the price.
At these prices, I'd tell anybody, don't wait. Just do it.
Request a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you just how affordable it can be. Call 1-800-700-9104. The LASIK Vision Institute. Better vision at a better value. Call 1-800-700-9104. That's 1-800-700-9104. 1-800-700-9104.
7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The Extreme Monster Truck Nationals are coming up this weekend, now with three huge shows at the National Western Event Center this Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday the 3rd at 2 in the afternoon. Tickets are on sale at all King Supers or at TicketWest.com. Kids tickets are only $10. Watches the Dragon Slayer, the Spider-Man, El Matador, and a whole lot more compete head-to-head. There'll also be a motorcycle freestyle backflips and tough trucks. Shagman, Audra, and Officer Odell will be there with free hats and autographs from Rockies. So stop by Rockies this Saturday from noon until 2. Spin the prize wheel for your chance to win tickets and for extreme deals and matching down incentives. That's Rockies Autos at 63rd and Federal. And don't forget, too, about that matching down incentive and also about the fact that you can pre-qualify for a car loan on the Internet by simply going to RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Check out the inventory there. Ask for Steve or Jason. They handle that. And go see my friends out of Rockies, the Alshears, Tom and Marv, and Spanky, and all the gang out of Rockies that work real hard. And get out there this Saturday for your chance to win tickets. That's Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
When I do it, everything goes dark, and I feel like a different person.
Kenzie Olsen is under the influence of her community theater volunteer, helping out at an after-school theater program. She helps Kenzie stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Do you know what to get the extraordinary pets on your list this holiday? You know, the one that's a sports fanatic, or maybe the one that acts more like a comedian. Whatever their personality, PetSmart has more than 1,000 exclusive gifts starting at just $2.99. It'll make finding that extraordinary gift for your extraordinary pet easy. And for the one-of-a-kind pet lover on your list, gift cards make the perfect gift. Extraordinary pets deserve extraordinary gifts. That's smart. PetSmart. While supplies last, see store for details.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Time.
Good morning, 7:53, 53 minutes past the hour. High today, going to be 53. We got snow in the forecast for later this week. 303-713-7600, two lines open. Coming up next hour, when is a civil war a civil war? I'll let you make that call. Right now we're talking about this woman in Paragosa Springs who, Pagosa, I don't know why I want to keep saying Paragosa, Pagosa Springs, who has this whole run-in with her her community over putting a reef with a peace sign in the middle of it, and about how some people there find object to it, thinking that it is Satanistic, that it is anti-Christian, and that it is an anti-Iraq protest sign. And I was covering a whole wide of bases, a whole wide area of bases here, including, you know, dealing with your neighbors, including about religion, and how does all of this divisiveness fit into the Christian holidays, or even into the holidays period, regardless of what you are, whether you're Christian, Jewish, Muslim, whatever it might be. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Kurt in Arvada. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, Jay, I just wanted to point out a couple of things. First off, is not Jesus the Prince of Peace? And did not the angel who announced his arrival there in Bethlehem say that that meant peace on earth, goodwill toward all mankind? And is not they say that the peace sign is anti-Iraq war? Well, peace is opposed to all war, not just the Iraq war. I mean, I don't understand how they could say it's not supporting the troops. You couldn't show me a troop over there that wouldn't want to see peace.
Well,
right,
I don't understand how much damage. I don't understand how so much damage is done in the name of Jesus.
That's amazing. You know, the Inquisition, all the other stuff, and it's just incredible. You know, and you look at the Sunnis and the Shiites fighting each other over there. Well, how long did the Protestants and the Catholics fight each other, you know, up to Ireland and what was going on there? You know, it's just incredible, the divisiveness about religion. You know, and that's the problem in Palestine and Israel, is that both those states are having to cater to their religions, you know, and that's the problem.
You know,
that's why they come to an agreement.
Yeah, I agree. And religion should be such a beautiful thing, but it always seems to me, and maybe it's just the way I'm reading it, but it always seems to come across as this really repressive agent that pushes people to extremes and generates bad feelings.
Yeah, and how they could arbitrarily declare that it's a a sign of the devil is beyond me. Like, you know, the devil's for war, you know. The devil, you know, Satan, the whole evil side is the war side. Peace is the Jesus side. I don't see how they get confused on that, you know. They're just beyond me how they could think that someone having a peace sign, you know, let alone that, you know, we have freedom of speech and expression in this country, you know, and that someone could express their opposition to the war. I mean, like, almost everyone in the country voted against the war when we voted in this last election, you know. Like, are we all Satanists for voting that way? I don't know.
Well, it doesn't seem to me like it's very fair. For instance, what you get in the mainstream media is this constant, and you get this among a lot of callers to talk stations, particularly right-wing talk stations do this a lot. They, you know, they link the Quran and Islam with extremism and violence. But what about Christianity? I mean, what about the idea that people have been persecuted in the name of Jesus?
Oh, sure.
For time immemorial, and they're still getting it.
You know, you look at the Crusades, you know, I mean, all of the things that have to do with people, you know, onward Christian soldiers and all that. I happen to be a Buddhist, which is the only religion that's never had a war fought in its name, and that's one of the reasons why I am a Buddhist. And I was a soldier. I was in Vietnam, and, you know, there was Buddhists all over the place there who didn't really want to fight, but they didn't have a choice.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's almost as if they have to have some kind of enemy to go after to survive.
Yeah. But I would say one last thing. It is not the purpose of all war, the Iraq war or any other war, to win the peace. You know, that's all I can say. Thank you, Jay.
All right, thanks, man. That's really true. I mean, they're always after somebody over something. Now, maybe you don't feel it as much as, say, I felt it growing up. Or maybe you don't feel it as much as I felt it in the places I worked as a younger man. But I did. I mean, there was more laws and edicts and things being laid down in the name of Christ. I feel sorry for Jesus. I really do. I'd love for him to come back so we could find out from him what he really meant through all of this. All right, when is a civil war a civil war? I want to explain my frustration with the talking head shows over the weekend, and I want to read some things to you, and I want to get your reaction over to what's going on in Iraq right now. That's coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Always on your radio, always online. Live streaming brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver. Listen to AM 760 on AM760.net. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
The world has been good to us. Hello, I'm Ken Fisher, Forbes columnist and CEO of Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a free report designed for affluent investors. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make.
Grab a pen and get ready to write down this toll-free number for the free report that could change your investing strategy forever. 1-800-500-3305.
At Fisher Investments, our experience managing over $30 billion for millionaires and institutions has given us valuable insights. Insights can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make, the worst and most costly ones.
If you're an investor with a substantial portfolio, request your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today.
The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility.
For your free report, call 1-800-500-3305. That's 1-800-500-3305. 1-800-500-3305.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKCN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapane. Looking for a way out in Iraq. The bipartisan study group led by former Secretary of State Baker has opened a meeting to go over a list of proposals. They reportedly include enlisting the help of two key neighbors, Syria and Iran. Brookings Institution analyst Michael O'Hanlon says that would only go so far.
They are shipping arms and technology and fighters across the borders, but they are not the main problem in Iraq. The main problem in Iraq is indigenous.
Any solution in Iraq will involve less British help, Defense Secretary Des Brown.
By the end of next year, I expect numbers of British forces in Iraq to be significantly lower.
Iraqi police and eyewitnesses claim U.S. troops shot and killed 11 Iraqi civilians in a Baghdad suburb last night. Major General William Caldwell says he has no information to support that.
I'd be absolutely shocked if, in fact, there's any merit at all to that allegation there.
An F-16 jet fighter supporting ground forces has gone down 20 miles northwest of Baghdad. There's no word on the fate of the pilot. The weekend curfew that put an end to some of Iraq's bloodiest and most gruesome violence has been lifted. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer tells us it's been relatively quiet since then.
We have been receiving reports of violence here and there around the city, groups of gunmen attacking civilians. So there is unrest, but it's not the cataclysmic violence that everybody fears.
Here at home, the state of Massachusetts goes to court today to sue companies that worked on the Big Dig Highway Tunnel project. The suit will blame shoddy workmanship for a woman's death when part of a tunnel's ceiling collapsed.
Well, this lawsuit is more than just about money, although we will be seeking monetary damages. What this case has always been about is about the tragic death of Melina DeValle. That could have been any one of us.
State Attorney General Tom Riley. What an adventure. An Oregon family of six went to chop down a Christmas tree Saturday and wound up getting stuck in the snowy wilds near Mount Hood. KOIN-TV reporter Eric Taylor.
They had a feeling that they would be found. They were holding out hope that someone would come their way. They were eating on leftover Halloween candy. They were keeping the engine running. They were keeping the heater on so they weren't freezing, but they were very anxious to see help arrive.
And help did finally arrive last night. Holiday shoppers who flooded the malls on Friday apparently took a break Saturday and Sunday, but retailing analysts say sales overall were solid. Cameron Porzanjani with PriceGrabber.com expects online sales to kick in beginning today, Cyber Monday.
It is an important day for online shopping, but it's not the busiest day. We will continue to see increases in traffic and in activity for online shoppers through really second week of December.
Time off? What's that? A survey by the Hudson Highland Group finds that more than a third of American workers won't take all their vacation time this year. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are down more than 70 points. NASDAQ's down 20. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Emergency, this is Cindy.
Hello, we just got in a wreck.
Okay, I've got you on 66th Avenue in Hollywood, Florida. Let me go ahead and notify the authorities.
Okay.
Every month, OnStar offers help in thousands of emergencies.
Police Department.
Hi, this is Cindy from OnStar. I've got a subscriber who's been involved in an accident on Northwest 66th Avenue.
What happened?
This guy just backed up right into us.
Okay, we'll be there shortly.
I got his license plate number.
Okay, well, you did good.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
You rode her car!
Well, at least you're all right, though. Have they gotten there already?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services cost only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. It's over. Jake will give way to Jay at quarterback for the Denver Broncos. Broncos insider Adam Schefter has called it. Mike Kliss of the Denver Post says this will be announced today by Coach Shanahan. Apparently, shoppers in the mood for a quarterback change as well. Carl Delgado, the area manager for Fanfare at Westminster Mall.
In Westminster Friday, I sold my first 11 sales were 8 regular Cutler jerseys for adults and 3 kids. That was in the first hour.
At his pro-image shop at the Colorado Mills, Delgado says Cutler jerseys are also in high demand. A busy weekend at DIA. Travelers returning home from an extended Thanksgiving weekend, and it could be the busiest in the airport's history when the numbers are all added up. 170,000 travelers expected yesterday.
We saw numbers like this during the summer, very close on a daily basis on some of the busier travel days.
DIA's Steve Schneider. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. Not Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we're dealing with our latest issue. Eastbound 6th Avenue all jammed up from Sheridan toward I-25. That's due to a crash right there at the interstate. Still dealing with an old issue. Eastbound I-70 sluggish from I-25 to Quebec. We had two separate crashes in that area, including a rollover on the Quebec exit ramp. ramp. And finally, lanes back open southbound E-470 between Quincy and Smoky Hill, but they are still doing a little cleanup. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes today. Weather, partly cloudy, windy by afternoon, high of 50. Right now, partly cloudy, patchy fog and cold, 23. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This holiday, wrap up the outdoors with Colorado State Parks annual passes and gift certificates. Your gift is good for 41 parks, 365 days of outdoor fun, and helps preserve our natural resources. Search Colorado State Parks online and buy today.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Superman Returns, Clerks 2, and Aunt Bully. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong.
It's after 8 o'clock. High today, 53 under partly cloudy skies, and they got snow in the forecast for Tuesday, Tuesday night, Wednesday, and Wednesday night coming up this week. All right, good to have you along. Check anything you want out in podcasts at am760.net, or you can IM me at am760.net as we come off of a long holiday weekend. Everybody have a good time. Went Saturday night to Swallow Hill and saw Tom Russell and Gretchen Peters. And Gretchen was marvelous. She's from Boulder. I didn't even realize that. And it was good to see my old buddy Tom. And he's got a CD out that's great called Love and Fear. And really had a good time. All right. I mentioned a little bit of this at about 10 minutes after 6 this morning. I want to mention it again. It's a ritual around my house on Sunday morning. I get the Sunday morning newspapers. I get the local papers. And I get the New York Times, and I watch the Talking Heads shows. This week with George Stephanopoulos. Meet the Press with Tim Russert. Face the Nation, if I can get it in. And I had watched This Week with George Stephanopoulos. And then I turned on Meet the Press with Tim Russert. Not one of my favorite people, but I turned it on. He had on Duncan Hunter, Republican congressman from California. He had on Ike Skelton from Missouri. He had on Barry McCaffrey. And one other general whose name escapes me. And they started to talk about Iraq. And Duncan Hunter went into his usual spiel about, well, you can take troops from these provinces where there's only one attack a day, and you can shift those troops to Baghdad, and they were going through all of this whole thing. And about 10 minutes into it, I turned to Mary and I said, I can't watch this anymore. I just can't watch this anymore. It's the same old, same old, same old, same old, same old that we get every time this topic comes up. And nobody really officially wants to call this thing a civil war. It was an extremely bloody weekend in Iraq. And while violence and bloodshed raged in Iraq, a battle of different sorts had broken out between scholars in the White House whether or not to define the conflict as in Iraq as a civil war. Now, the textbook definition of a civil war, the warring groups must be from the same country and fighting over, for control of the political center, control over a separatist state, or to force a major change in policy. At least 1,000 people must have been killed in total, with at least 100 from each side. Now, this describes what's going on in Iraq completely. Expert James Pearson, a political scientist from Stanford, I think that at this time, and for some time now, the level of violence in Iraq meets the definition of a civil war that any reasonable person would have. In fact, experts say that at least 50,000 Iraqis killed since March 2003, not only is a civil war, it's one of the biggies up there with Bosnia. Expert Nicholas Sambanis, who is a political scientist from Yale, the level of violence is so extreme that it far surpasses most civil wars since 1945. So what's up with the White House? Why are they staying away from the term civil war? Members of the Bush administration say this can't be a civil war since the Sunni insurgents don't have an obvious political vision. Is that what it is, or is it something else? Is it having to come forward and admit that the country is broken and raging in a civil war? And that could be seen as admitting that President Bush's Iraq policy isn't quite working out? Also, Americans are more likely to say that if it's a civil war, we need to get our troops the heck out of Dodge and call for a withdrawal. All right, my question to you is, 303-713-7600, is what's going on in Iraq a civil war, yes or no? I've heard it called a ton of stuff. A war on terror, an occupation. Is it a civil war? And if it's a civil war, is a civil war something that we want to be in the middle of? Because we are in the middle of it. And they had a curfew in Baghdad over the weekend, and they still couldn't control all the killing. And it seems to be a situation where there are, and I've said this day after day now for weeks, there doesn't seem to be any good options on how to get out of this thing. Nobody has them. And the problem is that it appears to me, and I may be too simplistic on my part, and if it is, correct me, please, but it seems like, you know, it seems like the Iraqis, they don't want what we're selling. They're not interested in any way, shape, or form of anything that we have on our minds. That they just want us to get the hell out of there. And they want to work it out themselves. And how long have we been talking about the Iraqi army standing up and they're not standing up? And we've been involved in this war longer than we have World War II. And can you look me or anybody else in the eye and say, hey, we've accomplished anything here? Or that anything that any of these... that anybody in the administration has said has turned out to be true. Like, this was the rhetoric 2 weeks ago. They're just upping the violence to try to influence the elections. Remember that? Well, now look at it. It's worse. And the elections are over with. And I'm talking to you whether you're progressive. I'm talking to you whether you're liberal. I'm talking to you whether you're middle of the road. I'm talking to you whether even if you're conservative. Take a good, hard, clear look at this thing. Has anything that this administration told us regarding this engagement, has any of it panned out to be true? Is any of it right? Why don't we call it a civil war? Because that's what it is. Why don't we say to the Iraqis, stand up, take control, or we're gone. Now, you hear this, I heard this from Sam Brownback over the weekend, who is a who fancies himself to be a Ronald Reagan style conservative, and he's saying it, and I hear other conservatives saying it. Well, what we need to do is we need to bring in all parties in the region. But when we first got into this, we didn't want to talk to anybody. Does anybody remember that? Does anybody remember when we first got into this thing that we didn't want to talk to anybody? That we didn't want to talk to our allies because we didn't want anything to do with them because they didn't want to go along with us? We didn't want to talk to anybody in the region because they didn't want to go along with us? So we totally and we completely went it by ourselves. And now we're having to reverse that position. Has anybody caught that? Anybody? All right. Is it a civil war, yes or no? And I'm tempted to ask you what you think we ought to do about it. I really am, because you know what? Our leadership can't figure it out. And the hints coming out of this Baker Commission is that they are not going to recommend withdrawal. And that here we are, we're sitting on the same course now that we were 2 weeks ago. Maybe none of you will call in. Maybe it's, maybe what it amounts to is maybe it's just my frustration with the situation. That I cannot sit down and I cannot listen to any more of these people talk about Iraq. That I cannot read any more of this stuff about it. Because, you know what? It's all endless speculation and let's get something fixed. Let's get something going. I got four lines open at 303-713-7600. You want to take a stab at this? Is it a civil war? And is there a workable solution to get us out of the middle of what has now become...
Whatever it is.
That you would wake up at 4 a.m. to buy.
That you would drive to another state to look for.
That you would wrestle in the store aisle to obtain.
That you would have a smackdown with a stranger over.
That you would tackle the store manager to get your hands on.
You can get it on eBay. With more gifts than you can imagine. From satellite radios to snowboards. You can do all your shopping any time of the day or night without losing your sleep or your dignity. Whatever it is, you can get it on eBay.
Barrington also had a wreck, multi-cars, Monaco at 8th Avenue. Watch out, that intersection was pretty well messed up. And one eastbound Smoky Hill at Tufts. Weather today, partly cloudy, windy by afternoon, looking for a high of only 50. Right now, partly cloudy and cold, 23 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, Colorado's academic level 1 trauma center, has nursing, custodial, ancillary services, and many other job opportunities available. For more information, visit denverhealth.org. That's denverhealth.org. Denver Health. Level 1 care for all.
The Cultural Events Board at CU Boulder is proud to present author, activist, and playwright Howard Zinn free this Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Glenn Miller Ballroom at the UMC. Sponsored by the CEB. For details, go to colorado.edu/student-group/CEB. The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk, AM760.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America with twice the power of most omega-3s. And you can get a bottle from Iceland Health free.
free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Our omega-3s can improve memory and energy, and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference. Call 1-800-900-5519.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call our toll-free automated system to request your free bottle. There's no pushy salesperson, just the fast, easy way to get your free bottle. Call 1-800-900-5519. That's 1-800-900-5519.
Do you know the secret to unleashing your brain power, allowing you to use more of your brain so you can read up to 1,000% faster? Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. Let me send you a free demo of the secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience the secret that unlocks the real power of your brain, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Try this demo absolutely free by calling 1-800-400-2791. 1-800-400-2791. Imagine how this could help your whole family.
Work has gotten so much easier. I'm focusing more, I'm flying through emails, I'm getting a lot more done in less time. And for me, that means spending more time with my family.
My homework's faster than ever, and my grades are through the roof.
Unlock your brain's true potential. Try this free demo today because it's only available for a limited time. For the free demo, dial 1-800-400-2791. That number again is 1-800-400-2791.
HD Radio!
Sir, they'll be asking you about high definition.
High fidelity?
High definition, sir. Mm-hmm. It's the latest in radio.
High defino.
High definition, sir.
So,
makes AM as clear as FM?
How's the definition?
Not quite.
What's this Higley definer mean for FM?
You don't want to know, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD. Find out more on AM760.net.
Good morning, 8:22, 22 minutes after 8. High today, 53, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. When is it not a civil war? We're talking about Iraq and why there's a reluctance to call this thing a civil war, particularly by the administration, and just the entanglement and the brutality over the weekend. And what would you call this? What would you call it? I'd call it a civil war. Let's go to Rick in Lyons. Rick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
Well, I guess I think there's definitely some sectarian violence going on, and that'll probably continue for a long time. But I think in general it's a, you know, it's a war against occupation. If you look at the history of the 20th century, occupations haven't worked. They always have to come to political solutions, right? So if you look where they're mainly hitting, it's police stations, it's army recruiting. You know, that's where these people are, I guess, most of the attacks are occurring.
Yeah, but the ones over the weekends, though, man, those were Shiites on Sunnis and Sunnis on Shiites.
That's true. I not disagree, and there's definitely some sectarian violence that's going on there as well. But I think the main thing is that they want us out, and they're going to, you know, hit those targets that are easier to hit, such as these recruitment centers and stuff. I mean, we're pretty protected. You know, we got lots of, protection in those green zones and stuff. And the guys that go out there,
well,
they're pretty heavily armored.
I think it was either Saturday, Friday, or Saturday that a bomb went off in the green zone.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
well, I don't know. So you wouldn't call it a civil war?
Not at this point, no. I think there would be lots of violence going on after we left, too. But maybe by that one definition, yeah, I guess it could be. But I think you can't really know until you get the third party out of there.
Well, I see them going after each other. That to me indicates, and I see a very, very real, real chance of the government itself flying apart.
I see that as being a civil war.
Well, I see it as happening even if we stay.
Well, I just think it's hard to tell with us in there, right? It you know, when they're hitting police stations and army recruiting places and things like that, you know, is that civil war too? I don't think so.
I think so. I think it has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Particularly if you've got large amounts of Shia or considerable amounts of Sunnis that are trying to sign up.
So why do you think it all of a sudden became a civil war in Iraq after?
I don't think it all
a zillion years.
I don't think it's all of a sudden become one. I think it's been sliding into one ever since we illegally invaded the country. But I think that the reason it hasn't gone under the time of Saddam Hussein is because Saddam Hussein had a very effective rule of thumb, and the rule of thumb was if there was going to be any killing in this country, I'm the one who's going to do it.
He had a monopoly on violence.
That's right.
There.
So, everybody else stood down.
Yeah. Well, even before he came around, I don't think there was a lot of internal strife in that country that I'm aware of.
No, there wasn't.
I don't know every detail of history, but
there wasn't. I mean,
I don't think they always had super strong dictators who weren't afraid to use force.
But under Saddam Hussein, you had Sunnis and Shias living together in the same neighborhood. Now you have what's equivalent to ethnic cleansing and people moving into certain neighborhoods, and the Sunnis and Shias won't live together. You've got thousands of Iraqis exiting the country every day.
That's why I say until we extract ourselves, I don't think we can tell if it is a civil war, because that happened when we came in.
No, that wasn't going on when we came in.
Right. It happened after we came in is what I mean. Right? So until we extract ourselves, I don't think we really know what the heck's going on.
Because there was nothing to keep them apart. There was no law and order after we came in. The whole structure
fell apart.
So you
think just the natural tendency of people is just to start killing each other?
I think if you've got oil resources and you've got land resources and you've got political pressures built up, yes.
So you think you would just start going after your neighbor because he's
no.
a different religion?
No, because I don't have economic or oil interests or other problems there, and we have a long history of a democratic ruled society here where they don't have that in Iraq.
Yeah, I don't think the average person that's some guy living in a neighborhood would all of a sudden say, hey, because of oil interest or whatever, I'm going to start after my Sunni neighbors because I'm Shia. I just don't. It doesn't.
Check it out, man. Do a little reading on it. All right. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate
right.
it. Thanks. Let's go to where are we headed here. Let's go to Lindsay in Arvada. Lindsay, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Me too. It's just a quick comment. I was watching the Today Show this morning. And NBC has gone to saying that they are now going to call it a civil war. They consulted a whole bunch of generals and everything, and they've decided that, yes, it's not just sectarian violence. It is now a civil war, and I totally agree with them. I think we've made a horrible mess out of the region, and we have created a hornet's nest that is, we have stirred it up, and, man, it is going to be scary.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's totally and completely in its current condition out of control.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, that's not just Iraq. It's the whole area now. I mean, we've got them all going.
Yeah, and it has, you're right, it has the capacity to spill over into the whole area and put the whole area up in flames. And it's just a mess beyond mess, and nobody seems to have any idea on how to unwind any of this.
No, and unfortunately, you sort of do hate to leave the people who truly would like a democratic society, leave them high and dry. But, I think it's going to have to come to the point where we're going to have to say to them, hey, if you want the democracy, you're going to have to fight for it. And I really feel sorry for those people. I truly do.
Yeah, because how long can we go on staying there?
We can't. I mean, what is the what was that option that they had on Meet the Press this weekend? What was it? Go long, go...
Oh, yeah, go long, go short, go home, or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, there was like three options, and, one was stay forever, one was increase the troops, and the other was get out. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know what the solution is. I wish there was a simple solution. It would be so nice for everybody, but unfortunately there isn't.
No, there isn't, because I believe they are in a civil war.
Oh, I agree.
I think it's exactly what's complicated the problem now. Thank you, Lindsay. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. It's coming up at 8:30 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Is it a civil war in Iraq, yes or no? Or do you have some other designation for it? One line open at 303-713-7600. We'll take more of your calls coming up. Here's Gina to take a look at traffic.
All right. Well, we've got heavy traffic all over the city for sure. Southbound 25, no let up yet from 104th to 84th, or if you're driving to downtown, I-70 to Spear. I-70 still stop and go eastbound. That was either side of I-25. That'll be pretty much from that stretch from Federal to Quebec due to earlier incidents. Eastbound 6 really hampered out of Lakewood due to a wreck just past I-25. Expect those rolling backups to Sheridan.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
60 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Brighton Hearing Center in Brighton would like to remind everyone giving blood is painless, only takes a few minutes, and it can be a very rewarding experience. Do your part. Give blood. Give the gift of life. This message courtesy of Brighton Hearing Center with three locations for your convenience, Greeley, Windsor, and Brighton. For all your hearing and healthcare needs, call 303-659-1046. Brighton Hearing Center, serving the community for over 20 years with pride.
8:31, 29 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. If you're a homeowner, here's an important offer that'll save you money. Available only from the mortgage store, they have a new 6 months with no payment program, and I guarantee you're going to love it. They're going to combine 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payments plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs, but you can get rid of all of these and consolidate all your bills into one low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company, and you can trust that you'll get the results. They underwrite their own loans so they can say yes when others say no, and as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. We've got $25 million. They've got $25 million dedicated to the program, so it's not going to last long. Call right now. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR in 6 months with no payments won't last long, so don't wait. Call now. The number 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit, call 1-800-366-1508. That's 1-800-366-1508. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-366-1508.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:34. It's 34 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi today, 53. And asking the question, is Iraq in a civil war? After what we've witnessed over the weekend and the fact that the White House doesn't want to say that it's in a civil war, but that there are elements of a civil war going on there, are we in one? In Iraq, are our troops stuck in the middle of one? And your feelings about it. 303-713-7600. Because the violence over the weekend there was just ghastly. And we've now been in this war longer than we have World War II. And there doesn't seem to be uh, any viable, at least, plan right now to get out. Thousands have marched in a show of support for Muqtada al-Sadr in Iraq, who does not want Maliki to meet with George W. Bush in Jordan tomorrow. Let's go to, where are we going here? Let's go to Josh in Denver. Josh, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Pretty good. I just want to say that, yes, of course, Iraq is in a civil war right now. And the reason for it is because we took so many rights away from our soldiers to assess the problem. And we gave it to the people too fast. I spent 15 months on the ground in Iraq from 2003 to 2004. And when I saw that, they started changing over the power to the Iraqis and stuff like that. And that's when you saw all the IEDs and all the stuff. They didn't have no curfew or anything like that, and that's when they did all the stuff. Because of our people, our soldiers over there, were their rights were taken away. You know, they were like on a downgrade, you know, from a military action. So that's why I think that they are in a civil war.
Well, when you talk about the rights being taken away, be more specific to the when you're talking about that.
The rights, like what they can and can't do, the soldiers. Like when I was over there, we couldn't fire at anybody until we were fired upon and stuff like that. So, and like the no curfews and stuff like that was, would just give them another reason, you know, to go out there and do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Would you have rather been in a situation where you could have fired on somebody without them having to fire on you first?
Yes, of course. Because, I mean, without lawful acknowledge of it, of course, you know, you just can't go out, you know, and do it. You got to have a reason. And the reason is, you know, you can't, that's what they gave us, you know, you can't fire at anybody until you're fired upon. No, I don't think that's right.
And how would that change of a rule of engagement, how would that have changed the current situation that they're in now there?
Because we could do more about it. Like, of what, like the curfews and stuff like that. You know, it's, we're letting them go out at night and plant the bombs, and then in the morning we come by, and then, you know, there it goes.
Well, they had a curfew running the entire weekend, and it didn't do any good. I mean, people were still out there killing other people.
Right. Well,
you know, couldn't control it. I mean, do you buy the idea that maybe we just don't have enough troops there to control the situation?
No, I think we do have enough troops. I think they just need to be spread out instead of in one area. Like in Baghdad, when I was first there, we had hard sites and stuff like that all through Iraq, and now most of it's coming out of Bayop. So we don't really have all that much control over it as what we used to.
So do you figure? So all right, so what do we call it now? Do we call it a civil war because the White House
Yes.
doesn't want to call it a civil war?
Yeah, I would call it a civil war.
Because you got Sunnis and Shia, and they're against each other.
Right, they're killing each other. Right.
I mean, that's the sign of a civil war.
Right. Correct. To me, it is.
Yeah. Well, to me, the textbook definition of most people would be that that's what it would be. When you've
right.
got two, when you've got two sides that are warring against each other for control of the country and the government.
Right.
Which is what's going on right now. And you can't seem to separate these folks and get them to stop. And even the neighborhoods, you know, in the cities are changing, and that they're becoming drawn on tribal lines, where, you know, Shia are moving in with Shia and Sunni are moving in with Sunni, where they used to live in mixed neighborhoods.
Right.
And that's all going and changing too. But you heard a couple of callers here this morning who say that that they don't believe totally that it's a civil war.
I know. I don't. I mean, that's their opinion and stuff like that. But I, I personally think it is. Of course it's civil war. I mean, I saw it and everything like that. I mean, they're all trying to gain control. The different tribes are trying to gain control. So, and that to me, right there, is a civil war. And we were told that when we were over there, that it could turn into a civil war. And that's what it did.
What do you think we had to do to get ourselves out?
I don't think we should get out.
You don't think we should?
No.
Think we should stay? How long? And if you think we should stay, how long do you think we should stay?
Until we have control of it. Until everything is just like what we did to Germany and all those other countries. And when I was over there, it was about we need to give our troops more control of the situation. We need to give them. We need to take away the row card, the rules of engagement. We need to take away that because I saw that firsthand from the rules of engagement changing, you know, and then that's when all the bad stuff started happening. And that's what I wanted to say was when we were over there, the very beginning of it, you know, we were the law and stuff like that. And then after it, you know, when we started dying down and getting out of there, you know, phase one redeployment, they started limiting to what we can and can't do as American soldiers, you know, and that's when all the trouble started happening, is because the terrorists, if you want to call them that, knew that there was only certain things we can and can't do, and then that they would actually get, you know, a free shot at us before anything, you know. We just gave them too much power too soon.
You think 140,000 troops can control all that?
I don't know how many troops we had over there when I was there, but we controlled it. The only problem was they took us out of the city and put us into one specific area, and we were running missions out of that specific area, BIOP. So, and that's where I think we went wrong. We should have stayed in hard sites all throughout the city.
See, I don't understand. What's the gain? And I've tried to ask this numerous times. What's the gain for us staying? What do we get out of it? Only the moral fact that we went in there and disrupted it to begin with.
I mean, a lot of people aren't going to agree with this, but I think we actually are making the world a better place. Whether or not, I thought, even before we went to war or anything like that, that Saddam was a threat to us.
Well, wait a minute, though. He was a threat to us, but a threat to us in what way? I mean, how was he a threat?
Harboring terrorists and stuff like that.
Yeah, but it turned out that he wasn't. It turned out, as a matter of fact, that he was bitterly against those folks and was scared of them and thought that they would topple his regime, and so he wanted them investigated and arrested.
I don't know. I saw I saw places where they had terrorist training sites and stuff like that in Iraq. So, I mean, whether or not that's true or not, you know, who really knows? But I really do think that he was, you know, a threat.
But you know, when you bring up the terrorist training sites and all of that, you know, that goes along with that same argument about how, well, if we don't fight them there, they'll fight us here. And what that is that's an admission to the world, and it's an admission to ourselves that we can't protect ourselves, that we're incapable of protecting ourselves. And we had that same thing during Vietnam. If we don't fight them, you know, if we don't fight them in the streets of Saigon, then what's going to happen is they're going to come get us. Well, we lost him. He went away. Okay, well, you know, I thought he was fairly reasonable. I thought he was a very reasonable guy. I thought he was a very reasonable caller. I didn't agree with his position, but I thought he was a very, very good reasonable caller. And didn't he seem to have any anger in his voice at all? So, you know, that's kind of the conservative or the other viewpoint that I'd love to get on this show on a daily basis. 844, 44 minutes away from the top of the hour. We'll take your calls at 303-713-7600. Would you officially classify Iraq as being in a civil war? Here's a email from Colleen. Just wanted to let you know that this morning that NBC's Today Show host Matt Lauer announced that they, NBC, would now be classifying the war in Iraq as a civil war. And, yeah, somebody had also called me up and said that on the air this morning. Anyway, we'll get traffic with Gina. We'll take more of your calls coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Thanks, Jay. Well, your Aurora Drive, pretty decent. Still a little sluggish on the northbound side from Parker to Islip from that earlier wreck, but it's now gone. Still struggling eastbound I-70 right near Quebec due to a couple of separate incidents we had earlier, and we've got a brand new problem now. This one's going to be tough for you. Eastbound 6th, a wreck right at I-25. We're seeing the backups there extending towards Sheraton. Also had a wreck, multi-cars, Monaco at 8th Avenue. Watch out, that intersection was pretty well messed up. And one eastbound Smoky Hill at Tufts. Weather today, partly cloudy, windy by afternoon, looking for a high of only 50. Right now, partly cloudy and cold, 23 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Visit 14 model homes at South Shore and find out how inspiring life can be by the water. Exit E470 at Smoky Hill Road East. Make a left on Arapahoe and follow the signs to South Shore. Live well, live blue. Live South Shore at Smoky Hill and Arapahoe.
Want the opportunity to cruise through the Northwest Parkway for free? Cruise for cans this holiday season with AM 760 Progressive Talk. Drop off a full bag of canned foods to any Northwest Parkway toll booth attendant November 1st through December 8th, and you'll receive a coupon for a free trip on the Northwest Parkway. All items received will be donated to the Food Bank of the Rockies. For more information, log on to am760.net. Cruise for cans and help someone in need with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Now through December 1st, LeafGuard of Colorado is offering you a final chance to get $400 off your next gutter system. Call LeafGuard today and find out about the $400 off offer and schedule your free estimate. Other companies only want to cover up your pre-existing gutters, but LeafGuard will fix the problem for good. For your free estimate and $400 off discount, call 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
The world has been good to us. Hello, I'm Ken Fisher, Forbes columnist and CEO of Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a free report designed for affluent investors. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make.
Grab a pen and get ready to write down this toll-free number for the free report that could change your investing strategy forever. 1-800-500-3305.
At Fisher Investments, our experience managing over $30 billion for millionaires and institutions has given us valuable insights. Insights can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make, the worst and most costly ones.
If you're an investor with a substantial portfolio, request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today.
The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility.
For your free report, call 1-800-500-3305. That's 1-800-500-3305. 1-800-500-3305.
Do you know the secret to unleashing your brain power, allowing you to use more of your brain so you can read up to 1,000% faster? Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. Let me send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience the secret that unlocks the real power of your brain, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Try this demo absolutely free by calling 1-800-400-2791. 1-800-400-2791. 2791. Imagine how this could help your whole family.
Work has gotten so much easier. I'm focusing more, I'm flying through emails, I'm getting a lot more done in less time. And for me, that means spending more time with my family.
My homework's faster than ever, and my grades are through the roof.
Unlock your brain's true potential. Try this free demo today because it's only available for a limited time. For the free demo, dial 1-800-400-2791. That number again is 1-800-400-2791.
High Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly, you want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call High Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. High Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine or transmission, call High Tech Import in Lakewood.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Time.
Good morning, 849. It's 49 minutes past the hour. High today, 53. Snow in the forecast for Tuesday night, Wednesday, and Wednesday night. All right. We're talking about Iraq and whether you believe it's in a civil war or not. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. After all of the violence over the weekend, when is a civil war not a civil war? Let's go to Brian in Thornton, who's been hanging on. Brian, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Fine, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, just listening to some of the people talk this morning about giving their impressions, is Iraq in a civil war or not? I think we're missing the bigger picture here. And the bigger picture is the fact that the Sunnis and the Shias have very fundamental differences that result out of their interpretations of their religions. And we all know, looking in history, going back to how the British cobbled Iraq together by drawing lines on a map, these people have been forced to live together. And the only reason they got along for as many years as they did is because Saddam Hussein was the cork in the bottle that held them repressively together. We remove that cork. These people are free. What are they doing? They're jockeying for power. They're jockeying for position in the area. And they're going to shoot at anybody. They're going to shoot at the Americans. They would shoot at the British or the Russians, whoever was the occupying power. But they're also going to go out, and they're looking for power, and they're looking for edge over. If they're a Shia, they're looking for it over the Sunnis. If they're a Sunni, they're looking for it over Shia. So, with all due respect to the last caller who served 15 months in Iraq, when he talks about we need to go back and to the rules of engagement and change those, if you listen to what he's saying, he's talking about we need to stamp on these people and hold them down so that they won't have the ability to shoot at each other. Well, what is the difference between that line of argument and having an individual like Saddam and Hussein in power, and that's exactly what he did?
He did do that, and what you've got going on is you've got the Shia saying, we're not going through that again, and you got the Sunni who are saying, we've been on top, and we're not going to be relegated to a second stance, and they're fighting over it, and then you've got a small 5-7% maybe outside insurgency that's working there, and once the Sunnis and Shias figure out what the heck's going to happen once they sort it all out, either through blood or diplomacy, then they're going to take the foreign fighters and kick them out.
Right. But at the end of the day, this was always going to be a civil war. It's just that our media has not wanted to present it to us. We're blind to it. We don't understand the culture of the region. We don't understand what's going on. We rushed into this thinking that we could drop some bombs, shoot some bullets, restore order and democracy to a region that has very serious fundamental problems below the level, some of them religious, some of them other cultural between the Arabs and the others in the region. And it's a mess. And then we stand back and we say, well, gee, I don't understand why they won't treat us as liberators.
Yeah, I agree. I think we are in a civil war. I think we should call it what it is, a civil war. And I don't buy the idea that we have to stay there until this thing is settled, because I don't think we're capable of settling it.
Nobody is capable of settling it. That's exactly right. Any occupying power, we all agree with that. Anybody who comes in and occupies you, you're immediately going to turn your attention to getting them out. But that doesn't change the fact that you've still got a problem with the guy who lives next door to you because he looks at religion differently or he has a different cultural outlook on life. So you're picking and choosing your targets. One day you're going to hit the Americans, and the next day you're going to hit the Sunnis. But if you're a Shia, but that doesn't mean that the Shias have decided, well, they're just going to calm down and let things go. No, they want power. People want revenge. For us to say, well, we're just going to stick it out and things are going to change, no, these people are not going to get tired of it. They've been wanting revenge, and they've wanted to take action for years, and they are going to see this through. And then it comes to who has the greater resolve, the United States or the people of Iraq? Well, the people of Iraq will always have, because they are the people of that region.
Well, they live there. So where else they got to go other than to flee the country?
And what else do they have to do if they don't have jobs? If there's no electricity, no water for them, they're going to pick up a gun and they're going to fight.
I wonder if there are still people out there. And I guess the last caller, Josh, I guess he would qualify as one. But I often wonder if there are people out there who believe that we are there legitimately, that what we're doing there is right, that we can succeed, even though people like Henry Kissinger and others have said that we can't militarily succeed there, and that they believe that we can. And I would love to know, rather than getting like talking points out of them, I would love to know what they base their arguments on about the fact that we could succeed there. What do they put that on?
Exactly, because I don't think we can. I do think the only way I believe that we could truly succeed in that region is if we were to run Iraq the same way that Saddam Hussein did.
All right, so in other words, this idea has been floated, nobody buys it, though. The idea is, and we don't have the troops to pull it off, but if you had enough troops to pull it off, you could lock down the entire country and give it to a strongman.
Exactly. And remember, the other caller, I think it was Rick's argument about, well, we went into Germany and we helped bring that around. Well, no, Germany was a much more homogenized society that did not have the internal strife that Iraq has. I mean, these people were already one nation together, and it was easy to form them and just kind of change their direction away from that fascism, socialism, into a capitalist society. Iraq is by no means even close to that, and that's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to use that same model from Germany into Iraq, but the underlying tenets are not there to allow it to succeed.
You know what gets me? I tell you, I think about this too. That's an area where, 62% of this country, of this world's available oil is. So it's a vital region, and yet how can we know so little about some place that is so damn vital?
You know, Jay, that's because we are Americans. I'm a little biased. I got a graduate degree in international management from a school called Thunderbird down in Arizona. It's ranked number one in the world for international business year after year. You know, half of the students at that school were from overseas, and one of my best friends was from the Netherlands. He and I were taking French class together, and he spoke fluent German, fluent Dutch. And I asked him, I said, why are you taking French? And he said, because France is right next door, and we have learned, being a small country in a large area, that you need to understand what's going on next door with your neighbors because they have a large influence over your country. He said, the problem with Americans, he said, is that if you live in California, Florida is so far away that you don't even know what's going on in Florida. He said, the United States likes to think of themselves as one large homogenized country. He said, in some respects you are. He said, but you're so large and the people are so spread out. He said that you're so focused on what's going on here, and there's so much going on in America that you have given up on the rest of the world and you don't fundamentally understand what's happening. He said people in Europe, they know what's going on in all the countries around them because it directly affects them. He said things going on in California would probably never be affected by things in Florida or vice versa. Well, outside of what happened in the 2000 Florida recount, that's, you know, that's probably pretty much true. But I think that the oceans have isolated us as a culture, and we are ignorant because of that, and we are paying the price for it today.
All right. One last question here. Is it all that, or is it that we just basically don't care? We want what we want when we want it, and we don't really care what anybody else thinks.
I think most Americans still have very good intentions. I think that's what leads us to first say that Iraq is not a civil war and that we can make this work. I think because people, fundamentally, Americans are very good at heart. But it's when we turn around and say, okay, what plan are we going to take? How are we going to get from point A to point B? That's where the whole thing falls apart because we don't have any clue of how to get there because we don't even understand the basics.
Yeah, I think you're right. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay. Coming up, open phones. Anything you want to talk about, we'll do it. Stick around.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Emphysema. If you'd like more information on the health effects of smoking, as well as links for smokers who've decided to quit, find out more. Visit PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE. 877-592-4673.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Lou Miliano. At least 10 elderly and mentally challenged residents of a Missouri group home have been killed in a fire early this morning at a state-run group home. The state fire marshal is Randy Cole.
There are 10 confirmed fatalities. We have 12 victims in two local area hospitals. Unknown status of injuries at this time.
Cole says the building was very heavily damaged before the fire was brought under control just before daylight. The cause of the fire in Anderson in southwest Missouri still under investigation. Traces of radioactivity have been turned up in a connection with the death last week of that former Russian KGB spy. Joining us live from London, Larry Miller with the details. Larry.
Hello. Traces of a highly radioactive polonium-210 have now been found in at least two more buildings, an office in central London and a building in the upmarket area of Mayfair. And these are in addition to the restaurant and hotel bar that Alexander Litvinenko visited on the day he was poisoned. Three people who came into contact with the poison in some way are now having tests at a special radiation clinic. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
Over 200 Iraqis outside a hospital morgue in Baghdad's Sadr City slum. For 11 civilians, they say, were killed by U.S. soldiers in a Baghdad suburb. The U.S. military said it had no record of any American military operation in the area. Former President Jimmy Carter today offered some advice for President Bush. On ABC, he said it's counterproductive to say that you won't talk to people who disagree with you unless they agree in advance to everything you demand. The New York Times says a draft report by the Iraq Study Group recommends aggressive diplomacy, including talks with Iran and Syria. At the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, Deputy Director Patrick Clausen says such talks might prove difficult in the short term because the U.S. has nothing to offer.
Our focus has to be on how to improve the situation over the long term, because if we keep hoping for short-term fixes, then what we're going to do is ignore the things we need to do that could have an impact in the long term.
That emergency 24-hour curfew was lifted today in Baghdad. The airport opened and Iraqi President Jalal Talabani flew to Tehran to meet with his Iranian counterpart amid increasing calls for Iran to take an active role in helping calm the escalating violence in Iraq. Iran has been trying to organize a summit joining the presidents of Iran, Iraq, and Syria in a bid to assert its role as the top regional power broker. Well, you had your Black Friday. Now you have your Cyber Monday. Black Friday has been replaced by the last Saturday before Christmas as the busiest brick-and-mortar day. And Patty Freeman-Evans, a senior analyst at Jupiter Research, says Cyber Monday is not hard and fast either.
Typically, it's usually the two Mondays and the 1st of December are bigger than this, but there's a lot of traffic. And the excitement after the weekend of shopping offline continues, and it continues for retailers because they're offering a great deal.
This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Emergency, this is Michael.
Help us, Michael. We are completely submerged in water, and the water is coming into the car.
I'm contacting emergency services.
Every month, OnStar offers help in thousands of emergencies.
How can I help you?
This is Michael with OnStar. I've got a vehicle being washed off the road, Highway 171. Ma'am?
Yeah, and there's about five other cars surrounded in water as well.
Okay, we'll dispatch fire, rescue, and police to you.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
What's his name?
Ryan.
Hey, buddy, I need you to be a big boy for me. I've got the police and the fire department on their way. Okay, it's going to be okay.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services cost only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Peace on earth and goodwill to men. Well, maybe not in Pagosa Springs. A woman in Pagosa has a wreath on her door in the shape of a peace sign. Homeowners Association says it could be viewed as a anti-war protest, and there have been complaints. So the board has asked Lisa Jensen to take down the wreath, saying that rules don't allow any signs, flags, or other items that could be considered divisive. She says she's received calls of support.
We didn't intend this to be an anti-war statement or any kind of statement other than just peace, as you know, it's Christmas time.
The president of the Loma Linda Homeowners Association ordered the Architectural Control Committee to make Jensen take it down. They refused, and they were fired. The association going to fine her $25 a day, adding up to about $1,000 for the holiday season. Jensen says she doubts they can make her pay. Cold weather coming to the Front Range, high of 50 today, gusty winds later this afternoon, high of 40 tomorrow early, then an Arctic blast rolls in, highs Wednesday in the 20s. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, it looks like we're getting back to normal for the most part around the city. Only southbound 25 near downtown. Southbound 225 at the Tech Center are still very busy for us. Off the highway, watch out for a couple of crashes. One at Mississippi at Chambers, another northbound Havana at I-70. Injuries on that last one. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy. Windy by afternoon. High.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. You have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Seven minutes after 9, high today 53, and snow in the forecast starting on Tuesday night, Wednesday, and then Wednesday night. It's open phones at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is fine with me. I got to read you this email. This guy sends me email a lot, and I answer him usually, but since we were talking about Iraq last hour, I just have to I have to read it, because this is kind of the way some conservatives. This is the way some people on the right are, and it's based basically on talking points. It's not based on any kind of concrete information, and it's something that they have been pulling off and that they have been doing now for 20 years, 30 years, and I've got to the point now where I've started just calling them on it, and so let me read it to you. Jay, I'm sure you would love to see a civil war in Iraq if it gets a Democrat in the White House, which has been their goal all along. Like, see, Jay, your feelings about Iraq can't be based on any kind of horror or revulsion for the violence and the amount of death over there. It's got to have some kind of political goal attached to it. And the guy's name is Rich, who wrote this. So I sent him an email back and said, no, I really don't want to see a civil war in Iraq or anywhere else. But even the Democrats have admitted that most of the uprisings in Iraq were instigated by terrorist cells sent from Iran, Syria, and other countries in the Middle East. It's their goal to create a civil war between the Sunnis and the Shia. Democrats and liberals have certainly been doing their part in undermining our goal of creating a free Iraq and with their constant rhetoric and the sky is falling attitudes. The media has done their part by cherry-picking stories to make the situation more dire than it needed to be. After all, terrorists watch the news, don't they? Now Iraq is on the verge of a civil war, and for the most part, thanks to Democrats like yourself. And I sent him an email back saying, listen, you know, name me a Democrat that has had anything to do with the conducting of the Iraq war over the last 6 years. I don't know of any. Do you know of any? Name them. I dare you. That you and your neocon buddies have been running things for the last 6 years, and that things over there are only getting worse, and that the outside terrorists are only 5 to 6%, and that the Iranians are supporting the Shia there, of course, because they're Shia too. But this whole idea about, well, because you have a different point of view than the administration or than I do, that you and your liberal friends must be contributing, must certainly be doing your part to undermine our goal of creating a free Iraq. I mean, isn't that nonsense? Isn't that nonsense? Isn't that sad, 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 sad nonsense that this guy sends this to me? Oh, and I sent him an email, and what ended up happening is the email turned around and came back. So I should give his full name on the air then. Rich Colwell is his name. C-O-L-W-E-L-L. This is not one of the first of these kinds of emails he sent me. And I wonder, I really do wonder, I wonder how long those who sit on the extreme right, I just wonder how long they think that this is going to keep continuing to be effective. That they're going to continue to be able to control the debate in the country by using these kinds of terms. Like, well, you and your liberal cohorts. And have certainly been doing their part. Now, you know where all that stuff comes from. It comes from the echo machine, the right-wing echo machine down the hall. But how long do they think that stuff's going to be successful? How long do they think that that's going to continue to work? How long do they think that that's going to continue to control the debate? Because we have to step up and we have to say, no, it's not going to control the debate, because what it is absolute nonsense. And stop trying to take the obvious and turn it around. And shove it off all on us. Nobody is running around saying that the sky is falling, but what we are saying is we're admitting to the fact that there are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of deaths there. And what? That all the violence that happened over the weekend, it didn't happen? That the liberal media just made up all the violence? That it never came down? It never happened? We never saw it? I mean, that they just sat there in some studio in New York and ginned it up? We all have opinions. We all have strong feelings about things. We have all got blind spots. All of us have got them. But I would hate to think that I could be that you know, like that. That instead of saying, stepping back and saying, okay, maybe the situation is the way it is in Iraq because the leadership and the plan, whatever plan we had, and I'm not so sure we ever had one, but whatever plan we had and the leadership has been wrong. And that we went in there on the wrong pretenses. And now we're in a situation where it's not easy to get out. And that guys like this guy who sent me this email, this Rich, that he doesn't step back and that he doesn't say, wait a minute, maybe the fault is with the very administration that I supported. Maybe they don't know what they're doing. They've been around for 6 years, and they've been running this thing, and it hasn't turned out right. By most people's standards, it hasn't turned out right. And it isn't the media that is doing this. If anything, the media has given the administration a pass for a long period of time. But that the events on the ground are not manipulated and controlled by liberals or by the media. And that what is going on the ground is a realism. And so maybe the problem lies with the leadership. Does that mean that the conservative philosophy about America is discredited or dead? No. Does it mean that if you are conservative, does it mean that you're a bad person or that you're all wrong? No. We can debate other things having to do with conservative philosophy anytime, about anything. But talking about the war in Iraq, okay? You guys, like this guy Rich, like this Rich Clowell or whatever his name is, who sends me these emails, you're wrong. You're just absolutely wrong. Just like Lyndon Johnson, who was a Democrat, was wrong about Vietnam, and so was Richard Nixon. It's as simple as that.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
Business owners, if you want half off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half off computers, we can't help you. If you want half off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-
8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
With 10,000 schools and NASA, you resisted with Herculean strength. So Rosetta Stone has one card left to play. Now they're giving you the opportunity to try it for free. With a free demo CD-ROM, experience the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language for yourself. You waited, and now you won. Request your free demo CD-ROM that includes 28 languages and experience the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language. Call now because the demo is free. 1-800-500-3630. That's 1-800-500-3630. 1-800-500-3630.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 920, 20 minutes after 9, high day 53. And this show available on podcast at am760.net. It hasn't worked the last couple of days, and we apologize for that. And you can also IM me there at am760.net as well. It's open phones 303-713-7600. Let's go to Gary in Denver. Gary, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey Jay. I have a question for you, and I'll preface it by saying I'm conservative, but I feel I'm very disappointed in the way President Bush has handled Iraq, and I think he's lost sight of some of the things that we believe in as conservatives. But I wanted a liberal take on something that I'm more concerned about now, and that is Pope Benedict fired a shot at the Islamics a few months ago and said that they use violence as a way to propagate their faith. And they answered back, yes, we do, and it's acceptable. These are 38 muftis. I read this in Time magazine. How are we going to stop a religion that wants to propagate itself through violence if you don't stop them in Iraq today?
Well, because, number one, I don't think that everybody who... First of all, Islam's a large religion, just like any other major religion, and you're going to get people from all branches of it and all thoughts who are going to say things, and that occasionally you're going to find repulsive, and then also other members of Islam are going to think to themselves that that's absolutely crazy. It would be the same thing as trying to it'd be the same thing as if you tried to turn around and look at Christianity and you said, well, Christianity, the majority of Christianity is represented by James Dobson and Jerry Falwell, everybody, and Pat Robertson. Everybody knows that that's not true, and Pat Robertson definitely makes violent and crazy statements, and most people just have a tendency to shake their heads and go like, well, the guy is not, his feet are not on the ground. There are a lot of clerics who do make ridiculous statements. There was one in Iraq that made a ridiculous statement. It was either yesterday or the day before that the United States was behind the assassination of the Lebanese official, and that we were involved in it. And nothing could be farther from the truth. But
yeah, but Jay, in this case, this is the leadership. All right, this is the leadership of
but it's the leadership of who? That's the question. Who's the leadership?
I'm Catholic. It would be the cardinals and the bishops of the church coming out and saying violence, jihad, is an acceptable way to propagate the Islamic
state. Yeah, but Islam, if you look at Islam is not organized like the Catholic Church, or Islam is not organized like the Protestant Church. There is many denominations and sects of Islam, and they don't always see eye to eye, and those are ridiculous, irresponsible statements made by those guys. But I bet you if you went and talked to the majority of Muslims living in countries where there is not strife, including the United States of America, they would tell you that they don't buy that idea. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to a Muslim here 4 days ago who was telling me that the Quran and was pointing out to me where in the Quran that it does not in any way, shape, or form condone violence and the taking of innocent life.
Now, can you tell me, though, can you point out a moderate Islamic country, a country where the moderate Islamics are in control and have control of the radicals?
Where, in the Middle East?
In the world.
Well, I think that I think that Indonesia is a pretty moderate Muslim state. I mean, they do have trouble, but are they in control
of their extremists?
Yeah, they're trying to get control of their extremists.
But they don't really have control, do they?
Well, they don't have total not control of them either. I mean, they're not running the country, are they?
Okay, we got one country. Keep going.
I think that you can point to Jordan, which has a king and there are Muslims living there, and they don't seem to be causing any trouble.
Is there a democratically elected leadership in any Muslim country?
They have a parliament in Jordan, I believe.
Give me five.
Democratically elected governments. But why is having a democratically elected government, why is that some kind of necessary calling card to equate stability and non-threat to the United States when we have a democratically elected government here in a democratic republic? And you could, if you're sitting in Baghdad, or you could, if you were sitting in any other numerous third world country, you could make a case, particularly Iran, you could make a case that we're a great threat to the world.
Yeah, but I'm not grasping.
It's not the point. The point is, do you believe that the United States of America, okay, think about this, do you believe that the United States of America has a right, has an inalienable right, to point to any other country on the globe and say the following things? You have to have a government like we have a government, and you have to do what we tell you to do.
No, they don't have that right.
Okay, then if they don't have that right, then right there, 50% of your problems are solved. But you have an administration currently in power.
You sound like you're blaming America when... Because
I'm not. I am blaming America because you have an administration. If you read any books, you will see that if you read any books about this conflict, you'll see that the neoconservative viewpoint is that we are the last remaining superpower in the world, and that when we ask you to do something, being another country or a non-state actor, that if you don't do it, what we're going to do is we're going to punish you. And if there's a 1% chance in our minds, we believe that there's a 1% chance that you're going to cause us trouble, we're going to come after you first.
And the leadership of those countries, which is truly the clerics and the muftis, answer back by saying, we will propagate our religion through violence. We will blow up your children.
What clerics? Name them.
From Kosovo, Time magazine, with Pope Benedict, and I don't have them. I'm in the car. Look at the article.
Are you going to tell me that they represent two things? Are you going to tell me, number one, that they represent the majority of the Muslim population of the world? That's number one. And number two, are you also going to tell me
Muslim countries.
There are Muslims all over the world, and how many of those Muslims that you point out? How many of those leaders do you point out? How much of their own Muslim population do they control?
I think they have their ear.
Has anybody taken a poll on that to figure that out?
I mean, the Pope is going to Turkey. He's being threatened as we speak.
Well, they're you know what? They're demonstrating in the street because they're angry about his comments. You don't think that wouldn't happen in this country?
And their clerics answer, "Yes, you're right."
Well,
you
don't think that wouldn't happen here? Be honest. You don't think that wouldn't happen here? If the Pope made a comment, or if a Muslim cleric made an anti-Christian comment, and then came to the United States. You don't think
Islam will use violence to propagate their faith?
But once again,
they answered yes.
But once again, I go back, and I have to ask you that. You know what? Do they represent the majority of Islam? And if so, what is your proof that they
mean that? I think you need to read the article, Jay. I would love for you to read the Time Magazine
I'll go read it, but I just don't, you know what? It's like, to me, it's the same thing as turning around and saying that James Dobson represents the majority of Christianity.
I don't think the leadership of a religion should answer back that, yes, jihad is acceptable as a way of propagating our faith. Blowing up your children, okay, in a marketplace is okay.
Do you think that's let me ask you something. Do you think that's any different? Do you think that's any different than somebody that is a hardcore committed Christian telling me that unless I accept Jesus, I'm going to go to hell?
Oh, Jay, blowing up a child?
Well, wait a minute, I'm just asking you. Do you think?
Absolutely. Words don't kill people.
And Christians have never gone and engaged in violence against other people.
There's been lots of violence in the name of Christianity.
I mean, my point to you is
and that's not happening
my point to you is that how much of that is based on reaction and how much of that is based on reaction to a past American political policy in third world countries.
You're blaming America,
you know what? Hold on a second. I'm gonna quibble with you now. This business about blaming America. It's not about blaming America. That's a good right wing talking point. What that's the business of is that's the business of realizing that you have done something, and that in the conservative viewpoint, you have to own up for your behavior. Now, I'll bet you cannot tell me, and I hope I'm wrong. But let's go look at all these countries. How did the religious theocracy get into power in Iran? Do you know?
In Iran?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, because we propped up the Shah.
Yeah, and what was there before the Shah?
You know, I don't know that. I have read. I know the Shah was there in 52.
Okay, but what was there before the Shah?
I don't know.
Okay, it was a duly elected government, which we and the British found to be distasteful.
Right, and so we installed the Shah.
And so we overthrew them, and we installed the Shah, and we never put a check on the Shah's excesses. Now,
I'm not done yet.
If that's the case, are we then responsible for all of the deaths, all of the torturing, and all of the terrible, terrible police state type things that went on under the Shah? Are we responsible for those things?
We have a degree of responsibility in
that. Well, what do you mean we have a degree? Either we are responsible or we're not responsible.
Oh, completely responsible?
Well, we did it.
Did we know he was going to do all that stuff?
Yes,
is there any way to predict that?
As a matter of fact, we turned a blind eye to it while it was going on.
Well, we have responsibility in that.
Okay, if I bring that up as an example of the Iranian attitude towards the United States of America, explain to me how that's blaming America.
You're saying that what happened 1952, okay, is the responsibility for blowing up children today.
What I'm saying is that...
If you're saying that it's okay...
No.
The leadership of
it's
the Islamic Church to blow up small children.
It's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying... No.
Yes,
no, it's
saying
not
that.
What I'm saying.
You're saying
no.
they can use whatever answer to
this is not what I'm saying. No. What I'm saying to you is that every time I try to point out to you or try to even get near the reason that people feel in third world countries, particularly in the Middle East, feel the way they do towards us, you fire back with, there you go, blaming America. Well,
okay.
They feel the way they do towards us because we have done things to them in the past that has not been fair, that has not been right, and that we have threatened them in the past, plus carried out military action, and they don't like us.
Yes,
now,
and
if it were you, If it were you, what would you do?
But I'm talking about the religious leadership, not the political leadership.
Well, in their case, it's entwined as one.
You told me it was 5 minutes ago. It wasn't.
No, it's not what I said. I said, no, it's not what I said. No, it's not what I said. I said there are moderates there. There are people there who do not speak for everybody. But the problem is, and it's common knowledge, that this administration's axis of evil speeches, that this administration's actions in Iraq, that this administration's actions in refusing to talk to other countries has emboldened those who are on the edge.
I am not happy with the way the leaders
they have emboldened.
It's almost as if blindly, President Bush has stumbled on what we may need to do. We may need to fight Islam forever, as long as they believe that they can propagate their faith through violence.
You know that I hate Then I hate to say this to you. How old are you?
54.
Well, you're too old to join up. That would be my first suggestion if you want to fight him forever. Let me tell you something,
pal. I
don't
want to fight him forever.
Then,
but
you know
where
what?
Are we gonna
then we have to reverse our course, and we have to do something called sitting down and talking to other people to try to figure out what it is that they are really cranked up about and trying to unwind it and to try to figure out how to work things out. And I'm not the only person that's saying that.
Why can't we just assume that they want to propagate their faith?
Because it's a wrong assumption.
One of the tools that they're going to use
is
jihad or violence.
Because it's a wrong assumption.
But they put it down in paper.
It's a wrong assumption.
They wrote it in black and white.
It's a wrong because they don't represent everybody there that is in those countries.
Like 25 countries, Jay.
They don't represent. They do not represent everybody that is in those countries anymore.
Okay, so where are the moderates in control of the?
They're there. They're right all the time. You can read them in the New York Times. They write op-ed pieces.
Okay, give me a very moderate.
All right, I got to go do traffic, but you know you can go find this stuff for yourself. You can go Google it up.
I've already.
And if you
want to,
you know,
you need to look at it.
You want to go fight in perpetuity. Go have at it, man.
I don't want to, but it seems as though we're going to have to.
No, it doesn't. No. It seems as if the administration would like to, and there are those of us who say that there's a better way.
I'm not on the administration side, but if they're going to say violence is okay to propagate their faith and they're rabid about it, I don't know how we get away from that.
Because they don't represent. Because I'm not going to go back in the same circle again about how they do not represent all of Islam any more than Pat Ryan hung up on me. Any more than Pat Robertson represents all of Christianity, or James Dobson. It's 9:36, 36 minutes past the hour. Traffic with Gina.
All right, Jay. Well, we're getting back to normal for sure. Not a lot going on. I-25 southbound, still a little sluggish through the downtown area. We do have a crash off the highway, Santa Fe northbound, north of Mississippi to watch out for. And we've had a lot of fog this morning. Still going to watch out for some dense conditions on I-70 near Lyman. Also being reported on I-25 from Longmont, right around 119 up to Fort Collins. Weather today, partly cloudy, windy by afternoon, high...
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of omega-3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
The 10,000 schools and NASA, you resisted with Herculean strength. So Rosetta Stone has one card left to play. Now they're giving you the opportunity to try it for free with a free demo CD-ROM. Experience the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language for yourself. You waited, and now you won. Request your free demo CD-ROM that includes 28 languages and experience the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language. Call now because the demo is free. 1-800-500-3630. That's 1-800-500-3630. 1-800-500-3630.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, 9:40, 20 minutes away from 10 o'clock. High today is 53. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Love the call from the last caller. Really did. And he brought up some good points. I just don't think those clerics represent all of Islam. Islam is very, very large. And then the other thing is, a lot of that is a reaction to this country's attitude. Our attitude towards third world countries. Our attitude towards the way, you know, you get a leader who makes bellicose speeches, and what you're going to end up getting is you're going to end up getting defensive postures out of people. So, I believe, though, that we can unwind all of that. And you want to know the single, you want to know the single best way to unwind all of this? The single best way? Which nobody talks about? A two-state solution in Palestine. Go in, this country, go in and act as an honest broker and work towards a Palestinian state, and a lot of this would unravel. Here's Tim in Boulder. Tim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi, I hope you'll bear with me for about 20 seconds or so. There's a punchline, and it's a good one.
Sure.
Let's see. I was spinning the radio dial on my way to listening to 760 this morning, and I heard what I thought was Ralph Nader talking about his concerns for civil liberties, the sufferings of the Iraqi people, concerns about American use of torture and how the war is a lie, concerns about the Military Commissions Act, the John Warner Defense Appropriations Act, the Patriot Act, etc. Then they start quoting Bible verses. And I was stunned. So there's something going on in the Christian radio community. Now I'm an atheist myself, but
you mean Nader was on a Christian outlet?
Thing is, it only sounded like Nader. Apparently, it's this some fellow named Stanley Montius or something like that. But the interesting thing is that at least in some segments of the Christian radio market, they're talking like that, and I was amazed.
Well, that is, you know what, that is amazing. That is amazing. But maybe, you know, maybe the religious right, though, in a lot of ways, maybe they're starting to figure out that being involved in politics is not good for them because they get taken to the cleaners every single time, and that saving souls is a better move. And then also, too, you know, there is a very active Christian left. You just don't hear much from them because they don't you know, bust into the media. I mean, you got guys like Jim Wallis and others who are out there working very, very hard in Sojourner's Magazine and Maybe it was one. Maybe it was one of their people that was on there.
Possibly. The fellow was interviewing another fellow named John Clark. Now I can give you whatever specifics I pulled and made some notes. The thing is that if you're thinking instead of I was taking a different tact. I was thinking, well, if we're thinking about coalition building and trying to cement in some momentum for change, concerning the Patriot Act and various things that are pressuring our civil liberties and so forth, looks like some Christian allies might be the thing to do. And you've been very very tolerant and accommodating to people with I'll put this in quotes, the Christian persuasion. And I have no idea how fringe these folks are, or there's a certain amount of maybe paranoia here as well. Anyway, I just thought it was very interesting, and I don't know whether cross interviewing between you and this radio host might be helpful for this kind of coalition building or not. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw it out there.
Well, then you know what? We'll definitely check this guy out. What's his name again?
Let's see. Stanley, last name is Monteith. It's out of a AM station out of Johnstown, Colorado. And let's see. He has a website, radioliberty.com. And the other fellow had a ChristianWords.us site. I've just heard these folks this morning. I haven't researched them. I thought this could be useful.
Well, we'll see what they have to say. I'll definitely check them out. Hey, Tim, thank you, man.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, have a good day. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones here. 946-14 in front of
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're going to love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
I-25, either side of downtown. Same with I-70 on both sides of the city. 225 wide open. And no worries on the turnpike right now in either direction. As far as weather goes, after the fog gets out of the way, we'll have a partly sunny day, warming up into the low 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, low 21. Then here comes the cold. Partly cloudy with snow showers tomorrow afternoon, high of only 37. Right now it's 31 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM760, Progressive Talk. Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU, evenings or online. Attend an open house December 5th. Details at universitycollege.du.edu. That's universitycollege.du.edu.
Now through December 1st, LeafGuard of Colorado is offering you a final chance to get $400 off your next gutter system. Call LeafGuard today and find out about the $400 off offer and schedule your free estimate. Other companies only want to cover up your pre-existing gutters, but LeafGuard will fix the problem for good. For your free estimate and $400 off discount, call 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
Now that she's out of her glasses, she loves the way she sees. I love the way she looks, and we both love that her LASIK was so affordable.
My wife threw away her glasses after 21 years of wearing them, and that makes her happy, which makes her more beautiful.
How are women across America seeing better and looking better for a lot less? With LASIK from the LASIK Vision Institute, we've made LASIK affordable for everyone, so there's no reason to put off this life-changing experience any longer. And our highly skilled surgeons use the same safe, FDA-approved technology as other providers. The only difference? We offer our procedures for a fraction of the price.
At these prices, I tell anybody, don't wait. Just do it.
Request a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you just how affordable it can be. Call 1-800-700-9104. The LASIK Vision Institute. Better vision at a better value. Call 1-800-700-9104. That's 1-800-700-9104. 1-800-700-9104.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-700-9808. That's 1-800-700-9808. 1-800-700-9808.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah. From 10 o'clock, high today 53. Snow in the forecast coming up later this week. By the way, somebody sent me an instant message at am760.net to remind the guy who had called in who was a conservative that Tom Tancredo talked about bombing Mecca. I don't think, does he represent all conservatives? I don't think so. All right, let's go back to the phones, and we go to Robert in Loveland. Robert, you're on AM760.
Hey. I just wanted to make a few quick points about the conservative caller that called in. One is that what I notice coming from the right side of things a lot of the time is a form of what I call spaghetti logic, where they break fallacy or they commit fallacies of logic, and I'll point one out, which is that if you have 100 Muslim cleric leaders that say it's okay to promote their faith through violence, therefore, all Muslims believe it's okay to promote their faith through violence. That's a fallacy of logic. Okay, and I see that kind of debate go on all the time from the right wing of using those types of arguments, and it's not logical. Okay, that's one.
Well, the left does it too occasionally.
Yes, it does. It happens a lot in politics. It's a common political ploy that's used that a lot of people don't realize doesn't make any sense logically. Okay, another one is that, he pointed out that from his point of view, the Muslims want to promote their faith through violence, and I would counter that, is that any different than neoconservatives wanting to promote their economic interests through violence? Because there's no getting around the fact that the conservative movement in this country or the administration of this country started this war. It was a preemptive start to a war. We were not attacked by Iraq. We started the war. So you could also look at those comments by those Muslim clerics as being defensive comments to the present condition in which they find themselves, where a colonial imperialistic power like the United States, in fact, started a war preemptively without provocation.
I believe that they believe sincerely in their hearts that we are not honest brokers and that they are under a threat from us.
Exactly. And, I also agree with you, the comment you made earlier, that until we decide to address the issue of a Palestinian state and get the people of Israel and Palestine to learn how to share and live amongst each other cooperatively, we're going to continue to have problems like this. That's just probably the thing that needs to be settled first off, before we can move forward in any direction. That's pretty much all I wanted to say.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think until we do that, we are going to have these ongoing problems. You know what? You got to diffuse and you have to solve the Arab-Israeli problem. If you diffuse and solve the Arab-Israeli problem, the other things will go along with them. But until we do that, we are going to have this continuous problem because they see us as being not fair brokers and as being unfair in the region. and as being against their better interests and for our own and Israel's better interests. And as long as they see us that way, they are not going to cooperate with us, and they're going to look at us as a hostile footing. And we have years and years and years and years and years of meddling with their affairs, which is what I tried to bring to the one caller about Iran. I mean, you know what? The Iranians, what, they're mad at us. Well, they've got some reasons to be. I mean, we shot down one of their jetliners. We subjected their people to torture when they got into that war with Iraq, where they lost thousands upon thousands and thousands of people. We supported the Iraqis, and we egged the Iraqis on. So they have no reason to love us. What reason would they have to love us? But maybe if we sat down and tried to work slowly in unwinding some of this stuff and find out exactly what it is that they want and what they want us to do and what we can do without really giving them anything, but just at least talking to them, it's a start.
Exactly. I agree 100%.
All right, man. Appreciate the great call.
All right, no problem. Bye.
And I don't understand that. I don't understand this whole reluctance to talk to them about how we don't want to talk to them, about how, well, nothing is going to convince me to talk to them. First of all, you know what? Ahmadinejad is not that powerful of a president. That's number one. He's not. It's the mullahs that control that society. Second of all, the younger kids who live there, they love us. They love our culture. They love everything about us. But we just have bad history with them. And they with us. Now, somehow we could sit down and we could work out an accommodation, and I'm not talking about going to the table prepared to give them everything under the sun from A to Z. But you have to ask yourself, how much do we really know about the Iranians? How much do we really know about Islam in the Middle East? Nobody talks to you, you don't know, you don't have any idea. We should have been working on this Palestinian-Israeli question from day one. This president, and I hate to blame him, so I'll say this administration, really hasn't done anything in 6 years in this area. They really haven't. And the way I look at it is, all anybody can do is tell you no. All anybody can do is refuse to cooperate with you. If you don't go to the table with anything in your hands except a pad and a pencil to write down exchanges and ideas, and you don't rule anything in and you don't rule anything out, and you don't want to give up anything, and you don't have to give up anything, then why not? Because what do you have to lose? You don't have anything to lose. We have nothing to lose. We have nothing to lose. And because some religious leaders believe that Islam, that the only way to advance Islam is through a violent agenda, does that mean that everybody who is Islamic believes that? No. No. Just like people who consider themselves to be Christians do not agree, all of them, with Pat Robertson. Not all of them think Hugo Chavez should be assassinated. All right, that's it for this morning. Thank you. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And we'll get together tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. Thank you so much. Al Franken is next.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
Whatever it is
that you would wake up at 4 a.m. to buy.
That you would drive to another state to look for.
That you would wrestle in the store aisle to obtain.
That you would have a smackdown with a stranger over.
That you would tackle the store manager to get your hands on.
You can get it on eBay. With more gifts than you can imagine, from satellite radios to snowboards, you can do all your shopping any time of the day or night without losing your sleep or your